Hey guys, it's DVD commentary time!
Yay!
Woohoo!
Commentary, woo.
When was the last time we did this?
A year ago. So.
What was the last movie we did? Was it Phoenix?
No, it was.
Yeah, it was Phoenix, yeah. That was before my time.
Why did we skip number 3?
I don't know.
Very random. It's
because
like
you knew that I wanted to make commentaries on it.
No, I think because exactly somebody couldn't find their DVD. I think that
it
was
me. I bet it would be something as stupid as that.
I think that's what happened.
I think maybe I was in the middle of moving.
Oh, that could be.
And I couldn't find my DVD.
That could be.
No.
Was you either you or John? Oh. Somebody was moving or something. We couldn't find it.
Who knows? But
well,
DVD
how does this work, guys?
I don't know.
Well, it's very easy.
Oh.
For those of you who have listened to previous ones. Well, anyway, we're at Pottercast Quartet, of course. This is a episode you might listen to often, so we'll just say hi to all of you, firstly. But secondly...
Hello.
This is very easy. At this point, you probably realize that we're talking about Prisoner of Azkaban, so you should have that DVD handy and in your DVD player at this point.
If you don't, pause us.
If you don't, pause us and go do that. Ernie, pause.
I'm so glad you paused us, because I had to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Well, we're back. Frankie has relieved himself. Very quick work there, Frankie.
Thank you.
Nextly, you should hit play, and the first thing you will see is the DVD menu. Awesome, hilariously cool DVD menu with that.
Takes about a minute to get
head.
To it.
So,
hey, man.
Yeah. So quickly hit the play movie button. But right when you're ready to do that, mind you, as soon as that little blue screen comes up saying this movie's been rated PG for all the nasty language, hit pause. Okay. And just,
what nasty language. There are frightening moments, creature violence, and mild language.
Okay, mild, nasty language.
Sean.
Anyway, do that now, and don't forget to hit pause as soon as you see that little blue screen. Ready? This will be exciting. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, do it now. Did you hit pause? Nope, not yet, probably.
I'm paused.
All right, there you did.
Awesome.
Should be paused on that blue screen.
Uh-huh.
Now this is where it gets fun. We're going to count down for you to hit on pause. It's exciting. Are you ready to watch this movie?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You ready to watch this, guys?
Squee!
You ready out there?
Wait, first, are you curled up on the couch?
Yeah, make
with
sure
popcorn.
You have a beverage handy.
Have a beverage.
Yes.
Maybe a butter beer,
yes.
Or a cup of coffee, or some Pellegrino, or maybe a burrito snack on.
Ooh, yes. You don't snack on your burritos, you feast, but that's all right.
Oh, my bad.
That's okay. Well, if we're all ready to go, I'm going to count down. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, unpause, or a click, or whatever. And that's what you'll do, is you'll unpause when I say so. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1, click.
Click.
Oh, my gosh.
It's blue.
It's blue.
It's still blue.
It's still blue.
Ah. Oh, it's not blue anymore.
But it's been modified. It's modified from blue to black and white. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
It's really... Oh, I see a little...
Light flicker.
I hear magic.
Just gonna let Frack talk the whole time.
I know.
I love them. How they've made all the Warner Brothers logos made of like metal ever since Azkaban.
No, but it's cool. It's a good, nicely done actually.
Well, let's remind everybody: this is the first film that was not directed by Christopher Columbus.
Yes,
that's right.
Noticeable.
Quran.
And when I first saw it, that really bugged me. I'm like, it looks so different.
Would Chris Columbus have like insinuations that Harry is up in the middle of the night playing with something?
No,
he would not have. Alfonso Cuarón, as a matter of fact, he would have.
And
no,
Alfonso
he's right.
Cuarón was
I mean,
very into that.
You can't ignore what this insinuation is.
Yeah,
I did not even think of that.
Oh,
we even talked. There was interviews. They even talked about it. You know, about just kind of. Yeah.
Oh my playing gosh! Wow, blonde. Over my head.
Come on,
that's funny.
I loved. Is this where we got our first Maxima?
Yes.
Lumos Maxima.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was the dreaded Maxima entering into the movie canon here.
Actually, I thought that was a really pretty slick effect. They went from the light from the wand to the lighting behind the name title, and that was pretty cool. Well done.
Totally.
And he's got a picture of an owl on his bedroom thing.
Yeah. And Harry had his climactic moment, and now he goes to sleep. I ain't Marge. OMG.
She's something.
You know, it's funny, there's shaky camera movements for the first time in a Harry Potter.
Yeah, nice little handheld action.
Yeah.
Like Alfonso Cuarón going, I am here! Yeah. I'm here.
Look at me, I don't need a tripod. I don't think they use tripods very often in movies. It's more sophisticated.
There's that dog.
The grateful toe.
Oh my god, Aunt Marge has a mustache.
Oh, what are you watching, on Blu-ray?
No, it's just an, I don't know, it's just nice looking.
Yeah.
You have a huge Dudley. Screen, though, on your computer, Melly. I have my little laptop, but it's awesome. I'm going to watch it on
a weird little family, honestly.
Aren't they, though?
Yeah. I don't like those kind of dogs.
Those are Hoyas. Well, they're not Hoyas, but the Hoya is that kind of bulldog.
Are they? Oh. I never knew what that was.
Is that a bulldog? If it's a bulldog, then yes.
Yeah,
how many times have you guys used
French
that?
Bulldog?
A bit more.
Never.
I have not. Ever.
Brandy.
Do that all the time. A bit more. That's a boy.
Oh my god, she has a mustache. I never saw the mustache before.
Mm. Are you not sure you're not looking at Vernon?
No, I'm looking at her. I know, it's hard to tell the difference.
Wasn't she described that way, though, in the book?
I don't know if they ever said anything about a mustache.
You know what they were thinking of doing originally? I remember reading an early interview with Richard Griffiths, or whoever he is, that they were considering making him play Marge as well, and just film it alongside each other, like
Eddie Murphy
style. Eddie Murphy, exactly.
Oh,
the clumps.
Just give him a different wig, but they decided at the last minute that, you know, he couldn't do the voice well enough.
Do you notice there's not even a seat for him at the table?
Yeah.
Oh, there's such.
Am I right about that? I think he's just got a seat off to the side.
Yeah. He eats at the countertop.
But you know what I was wondering? What is that show in the background on the TV? It kind of looked like American Idol, British style or something. I don't even know what's going on.
You know, when I visited my family in Italy, they had all these dancing programs that was similar to Dancing with the Stars, but they were always on, and that's what this reminds me of.
Oh, okay.
Looks like some variety show.
I like Marge's smile there, how she was just so happy to engage him with the...
Yeah.
The music here is great.
Isn't it? The score is wonderful.
Yeah. The buttons popping off.
This is an amazing spell. Obviously, he didn't do it on purpose, but what do you think it was?
It's an Engorgio charm.
Massive Engorgio Maxima charm.
Yeah.
Maxima, yeah.
Because it made her, like, float.
But I love...
It made her round.
I love their faces
and look,
the reactions.
And it's wandless magic, you guys, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this would kill somebody. You're inflating their insides.
Yeah.
But what's so great is the reactions, you know? I love, you know what?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's not just Engorgio. There's also some sort of, like, she's like a balloon. It's not just she's getting bigger.
Yeah, it's inflation.
So it's a sort of levy corpses kind of balloonous, Engorgio-ous. I don't know.
Can you imagine the stretch marks she'll have after this?
She probably had a few before then.
Most likely.
I
remember that looking at the concept art for this by Dermot Power.
Yeah.
You should check it out, dermotpower.com. It's amazing just how they drew her suit and like the tweed and how it's all stretched and pulled and all patchy. It was great.
I love Vernon trying to hold
it. I know.
It's not even Vernon.
I'm like, don't you let go. Don't you let go.
And the dog.
And
oh my god, it's amazing.
Vernon and the dog can't
and look
bring
at,
her back.
Watch Vernon's face.
I know. It's awesome. Flat.
And the movies have always, it's ruined my perception of, oh my gosh.
Dudley's like, whatever.
What's the mom?
Look, he just ate custard.
Petunia. Because she's not
just
a blonde anymore in my head.
Yeah.
You know, it was so.
Well, that's because she's so perfect.
Two
TVs in the same show.
I know. Melly, were you at this premiere? Didn't they have balloons of Pam Ferris, the actress?
Yep.
And didn't she say it was weird to see herself as a giant Aunt Marge balloons at the premiere?
Yes.
It was enormous.
Yeah. Must have been.
This is before we really covered premieres. A friend of mine got me a ticket. And, there was, they were all over the place. It was funny. Oh, James and Lily.
I know, I love this.
Very nice touch.
It is. It's beautifully done.
Harry's like, I'm becoming an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, really, this whole opening scene.
I'm doing my best.
Look at that hair.
I don't care.
I'm better than hair.
I really like how they did this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. She is floating in the distance.
Yeah.
See, I like subtleties.
It is. It's
Alfonso Cuarón's like, I'll introduce some subtleties into the movie. Yes,
I know. That's
some subtlety.
Well, yeah, he has a lot more than before, and you know, not to knock Mr. Columbus too much, but I just, you know, this is just such a more defter film, just cinematic all the way around.
And speaking of Mr. Columbus and even Cuarón and everybody, I have to announce my frustration at reading a recent interview of the Twilight movie, which was positive, that say, at least it looks like in this case, opposed to Harry Potter, the Twilight movie series is in the right hands from the beginning.
Oh.
Or something like that.
That's
and
get
I'm
out
like,
of here.
That's a load of crap.
Because when they're 11 and 12, it was in the perfect hands.
Yeah, it was.
And when you become when it's puberty, you go with Alfonso Cuarón. When it's madcap teenageness, Mike Newell is the right choice. And now you're getting into the dark stuff, and that's David Yates everywhere. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I agree with you, Melanie. I thought I actually, you know, I mean, from a movie point of view, it's very stilted. But I love to watch those first movies. I always watch them when they're on ABC Family. Mm-hmm. I enjoy them very much.
They're wonderful. They're full of such wonder.
Yeah.
The story change. That's the battle I think with the Potter films, that the story changes in breadth and tone with every book.
Right.
So, it's true.
You know.
This now when the night bus came, and I remember there was such a do. Remember we had leaked photos, Mel. You remember this? The first like, yes. Oh, that can't be real. That can't be how it's going to be.
Oh, that's right. It was one of the first photos that leaked that we saw.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And do you remember when they used one of these buses because it was a double decker just painted differently?
Oh right,
yeah,
right.
And they used one of these buses for the
Scholastic
the
thing, right?
The tour, the Scholastic thing. Yeah,
you got to go in that, didn't you?
I did. I have pictures of it somewhere.
Oh, fun.
On Leaky. Yeah. There are pictures on Leaky.
Yeah, they are.
Looking like book events in the galleries.
Marvel I've got to say that Harry's hair. It's perfect in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Completely terrible in Goblet of Fire. But
the Goblet of Fire, his hair was way too long. He looked like a woman from 1987. And then in the fifth one, just because it was so long in the fourth one, I didn't mind it being ridiculously short in the fifth one because it was like, yes, get that mop off his head.
Yeah, but it was
honestly,
too short.
Yeah, it was too short. This one, the hair is perfect.
Ron, too. Ron's hair is perfect in this movie, too.
That chandelier.
I know.
Tell me you haven't seen that chandelier in every lighting company ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can walk past a lighting store. That chandelier is always in the front.
Can wizards not take showers? Because Stan Shumpike is filthy.
I know, but that's...
Is he an actual wizard?
Remember?
Well, he's almost a squib.
He's almost a squib.
He's just really poor.
Yeah.
Is he almost a squib? And he actually turned out to be a Death Eater, right? He wasn't Imperius?
No,
he was Imperius.
Yeah. He was,
oh, was he Imperius?
They were using him Imperius.
Oh, okay.
He was just lying. Remember, he was bragging just to try and impress the chicks or his buddies or somebody.
Well, but they saw him on the broom chasing Harry.
Yeah,
but his eyes were dead ends, which means he was Imperius.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why they would use an Imperius. Wouldn't that just be a bother?
Yeah.
You know, maybe because he would have recognized Harry. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Well, I think it's just easy to Imperius him. He's probably just not very strong-willed.
I hate this head. I hate the head. I hate the head.
Yeah.
And make it go away.
The stupid, shrunken heads.
I was
so frustrated with this, but then in an interview, I guess, in the special features of this DVD, J.K. Rowling said she enjoyed them, that she said that she wished she thought of them or something like that, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's funny. Whatever. It's Quarren should have a little imprint, you know?
Yeah, I don't like them.
I don't know why the bus didn't just swerve a little bit and go around the lady.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But we wouldn't have that great shot of Dan that was plastered everywhere, of his face smeared into the glass. It was funny. This was a cool scene when they introduced Sirius, you know? I thought this was really, really well done.
Hey, guys, keep talking. We're having issues over here. Just in a minute, tell me what number you're on, okay?
Okay. Dan, I mean, Sue, you're right about the showers. I can't even look at him. Why?
Yes.
Like, come on. clean yourself?
You think it'd be easy with some sort of like cleaning charm or, you know, Scrigio pimple removo? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't think they have a cure for pimples because there are characters that still have them.
Right.
But at least you don't need to go to the bathroom to clean yourself. Right. You can, like, use a washing charm or something, you know?
Yeah, and see, I don't know. And that was, like I said before, originally I didn't like the visuals of this film because it was just, I wasn't expecting such a jarring change. Mm-hmm. And this is the last movie I saw before I read the books. And it was like all I had for my reference for these was the movies. And I liked the Christopher Columbus versions. And I was like, what is going on? And so then I'm like, why is everything so filthy?
I like adding a little bit of filth.
Yeah.
But I can't look at Ernie. It's gross. Damn.
Well, I mean, I kind of calmed down once. It was just an initial shock. And yeah, I like the grit to it. It makes it a little more realistic.
And the leaky guy has a hunchback.
I know.
It's so weird.
I know, Melly.
Yeah, what happened to Tom?
What is that about? Didn't you guys ever talk to that guy once?
Yeah, he was.
He posted on Leaky on April Fool's on.
It was before the big wedding one. Wasn't but he was nice. I mean, he was into it. And
I'm sorry, I never saw that, but it says Third Hand Book Emporium. That's the bookshop it's supposed to be near, I guess.
I love that
sign. That sign, by the way, is now in a miniature available in our Cauldron shop. You can buy it because I have. How many do you have, John? I have two.
I have two. Yeah. I have one on the outside of our apartment, and then one on my bedroom door.
Do you?
I have one.
Melly, you have one too, right?
I have one in my kitchen.
Yeah. I don't have one.
It was very cute. When I moved out here, I lived with Andrew and Matt. They had put that up before I even got here just to welcome me to the apartment. It was very funny.
I just, you know, I don't know why they had to make him a hunchback. And it's not...
I don't know either. It's so weird.
Because he's not the... I wanted the nice little old guy that's in the books. I know that just...
Me too. You know.
See, that's one of the things. I guess that the same frustration that is, that's what I feel towards the stupid talking heads. It's like,
It's just, I guess it's just an urge to make things just a little bit more colorful.
Yeah.
But I also wonder, like, Cornelius has a standing office at the Leaky Cauldron.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He just kind of swoops in
and has an office. You know, it's so strange.
Yeah. Was
Wasn't he looking for him?
But he's got an office there.
Yeah, but
at the Leaky Cauldron.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it looks like it, unless he's using somebody else's office. But was that? I know we saw it a minute or two back. But when the quill was riding by itself, was that the first time we'd seen a quill riding, or had it been riding before in any of the earlier movies?
I don't know.
I just thought that was kind of a cool effect. I don't know if that was new or.
Well, that's what Alfonso Cuarón did. He wove magic into the surroundings so that you didn't have to focus so hard on it with the principal actors, and you could still make it look magical.
Yeah.
Here's my other problem with this Leaky Cauldron guy. He not only is he a hunchback, but he's like one of these strange antisocial Frankenstein creatures.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah. Say that again. What? Antisocial what?
Strange antisocial Frankenstein creatures.
Anyway. This monster. He's like Quasimodo.
Yeah.
Sanctuary.
Hey, what time are you at?
I'm at
15:03.
Oh, see, I'm 2 seconds behind you guys. That's where I'm at.
What is it?
15:10.
Okay.
Monsters book.
I love that
I
room.
Like,
yeah.
And I like that you see Harry just being resourceful and just being a kid and having a little fun, you know?
Yeah. I'll trick it.
Yeah. What a great room, though. Look at that bed.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I like the burn mark on the wall over the fireplace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The green witch.
Yeah. She's awesome.
I like that. I'll come back later.
Later.
Amazing.
I'll come back later then.
Yeah. Rat and a cat, rat and a cat, rat and a cat.
And yay! It's Scabbers! Watch out!
I mean, it's Wormtail! Watch out!
This is also the first movie that they're properly fighting.
Yes.
Like, bickering, you know?
Yeah.
I hope...
they developed feelings.
Yeah. Look.
Look at them in Egypt.
Isn't that a great picture? I love that.
That was such a fun touch that they did that.
Yes, yes, yes.
That must have been a fun shoot that day, to get up all in Egypt garbs.
Now, is Bill in there?
No. It's just however many reprise his role? But look, like the dishes stacked up are all magic. You know, it's all in the background. You don't have to wonder whether it's a magical world.
Yeah, well, that teapot was porn itself, and just all this cool stuff.
Don't forget the hunchback.
Did we see in the sketches from Universal Orlando, they're kind of making one of the rooms look like this, I think. The building.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That'd be fun to make, you know?
Totally.
I love Mr. Weasley in, like, turtleneck, you know? Dapper He's guy so cool. mode right now. It's funny.
That shot is serious. The poster is really fun.
Yeah.
He looks like he had fun doing it, actually.
Do you think this was really a good idea for Mr. Weasley to tell him all this stuff?
Yeah.
All this stuff.
Yeah.
Why would he be so vague then? It's like, is this where the conversation ends in that room? Like, oh, that's the train whistle. I'm going to leave.
That's a plot point, as Clea Linda would say.
But then it was such a good cinematic thing, though. You cut to the rat, and that's kind of like too much, though, for fans that have read the book, and then...
Right, but for those who haven't.
But for the movie people, that was like, ooh, wonder what's up with that.
I like that the train looks full.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's brilliant.
You know, at last.
Very cool compartment.
I love how Hermione knows everywhere else is full, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe they have one of those fancy monitors like parking garages that say there is five spaces left.
Five.
Hermione is our ultimate source of exposition. When in doubt, have her do it. And look at the random bottle of water. I wonder what that's there for. Maybe to show that it gets cold in a little bit.
As long as they don't, like, put any litter outside the window.
No one will litter out the windows.
Or a frog that flies out, or a bird that tries to fly away that doesn't blow in the wind. The window open.
Let me get this straight. I need to repeat some plot points so that everybody understands.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. I think his hair's perfect here, though.
Yeah,
I mean, it is.
They all had their hair perfect.
Hermione's going to be frizzier, but...
Yeah. Hermione's hair is perfect in that trailer for example.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's like for once she's got enormous hair.
Yeah.
Everybody's
it reminds me of one of those drawings you made once, Frankie, of like the hip witch or whatever.
Oh, the hip witch, yeah. The big Hermione.
Yeah.
Sexy Hermione hair.
Exactly.
See, I realize this is overtly filmed, but you know, it's just... I thought this was really cool how he transitioned from that lighter scene and just made it darker and darker and darker as a filmmaker. And then, you know, this is like, whoa, really kind of intense. Yeah.
And of course, they get stuck on the freaking bridge. They can't get
stuck. That
would
have been a scary place to get stuck. I mean, you can't get off.
No, exactly.
That's a very narrow bridge.
But that's why it's really smart of them to do it like this, you know? And also, what if something comes the other way?
Oh, God, yeah.
Kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Ooh, frosty glass.
Yeah.
How long is Ron going to keep his hand on the window?
I know. Yeah. Ron, take your hand away.
Yeah, don't move.
Most people would have, if it was that cold.
If
like,
it froze water in a bottle right in
front
of you,
crack the bottle.
It would freeze the blood in your veins.
No, but it has room.
Come
if the bottle was full...
This is a great entrance, though, man. God, this is so slick with that. First the robes come up, and then the hand. This is just so sweet. I love this.
I mean, what if he was just looking for
You think he just wants
to
make friends, Frax?
He just wants to make friends. What if he was on his way to Hogwarts, too, and now they're like, he's like, they're like, ah!
This always happens to me.
This is so, the Dementors. I like these Dementors better than movie 5 Dementors.
Oh my god, it was Moochka.
Mooch!
Beat Johnson joke.
But I remember watching this and I thought this was really intense, the way they did this, I have to say.
I went to the set for this film and I met the cat.
Oh, you did?
You met Crookshanks?
I did. I met Crookshanks.
What?
She really...
Did it hold eye contact with you for like a minute? Or
yeah.
Three
the cat
seconds?
Really, honestly has a completely flat face. It's insane.
Yes. Love him. Love him.
We had a cat like that briefly. Oh, this. I love this. Oh, it's such a great sound effect.
It is. But that's so
I will spare you guys from me reacting it.
No. It was awesome, though. It was so effective.
Wasn't Ginny supposed to be in the car?
Yeah, Ginny and Neville. Look, the cat's sleeping.
Yeah.
The cat's like, oh, well.
The cat's like, what's going on?
I'm done.
It's like, you humans.
Oh, that's one thing that would have been awesome. Just, that's what I really like about the third book, is Crookshanks is awesome in the third book.
Yeah.
What makes it awesome? What does he do?
He's like totally knows that Sirius is there and helps him out.
Yeah.
And he's the one that gets Sirius into the common room. That cat can muck things up if he wanted to. He knows what's going on.
That's right.
Yeah, and he knows that Scabbers isn't the real deal.
Remember the big debate over his mustache?
Yeah, it was such a reaction.
Oh my
god! No!
I don't think he doesn't look right.
With his scars.
He's a fine actor, but...
This cat is adorable. I want it. Look at that cat.
They're all way too old. All
who?
The Marauders.
Who?
They're supposed
old,
to be like 30-something right now, and they all look like they're much older.
Mm. Well, he's a werewolf,
no, they're supposed
so
to be in their 40s.
In their what? 30.
No, you're right. They're supposed to be in the mid to late 30s.
Yeah. And Wormtail looks like he's freaking ridiculously
50,
old.
Yeah.
Well, he
but
is.
Wormtail,
he's in his,
more
he's
sense.
Older.
Yeah. Ooh, is that my face in the glass? There it is.
The actor I meant, John. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing with Alan Rickman. It's like, he's not supposed to be any older than the Marauders either. And
he's in his 60s.
Alan Rickman's, what, 60-something?
Yeah. This is a great... I
is
had
really
this framed 60? As my wallpaper forever. I love that
oh
shot.
Oh my gosh, this is Mwah! Such a cool shot.
This is a beautiful
no
shot.
Thestrals
and this music I love too.
Yeah. Do you remember?
We were giant so
frogs.
Critical at first.
Oh, I remember the day that we had like an exclusive or something on this. You must have posted an exclusive or something. We had this track came up.
This picture.
And everyone was playing this over and over, this song. Mm. I just remember this so vividly.
I love it. It's like
the and the creepy
Hogwarts.
Singing frogs. It's like,
yeah.
What the hell?
I don't like what they did to Flitwick, though. You make him look like he's
oh,
stuck
yeah.
up. It's like, Flitwick's supposed to be like whimsical and fun. He's not like this, you know.
Yeah. And it's funny because this is probably what Flitwick should have always looked like.
Hey, you guys missed our opening.
No,
welcome, welcome.
Aww. Another podcast.
But see, I hate to keep harping on, but that was so cool how they split the camera, split the choir, and his arms open up to the wings of the thing,
yeah.
And Dumbledore steps up, and here we have the new actor, first time since
yeah.
Richard Harris has passed to a new actor, and it
we're
was like opening up of a new
them.
Generation. I just thought that was
yeah.
sweet. I liked it.
And then Draco's creepy new friend.
Yeah. Then nobody knows. Who is that guy?
Pansy Parkinson number one.
I like this pansy.
She's a good pansy. I don't know why they replaced her.
Yeah. From her,
she's
from,
cute.
Wait, which pansy?
The black haired girl there.
With
across
the,
from
oh.
Draco.
With the snobby little posh haircut.
Yeah.
Well, sick. No.
My parents have fancy jobs.
My parents can afford fancy haircuts.
Get up, Hagrid. Oh, Hagrid.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
You maroon.
Hagrid gets on my nerves. Gryffindor's
like Hagrid! No one else does.
Us Ravenclaws tire of Hagrid.
What makes all the Gryffindors like Hagrid, though? I mean, we know why Harry and his friends like Hagrid, but why all the Gryffindors?
Because he's a fellow Gryffindor.
Eh.
Maybe.
Because he's large and brave.
And he's a big, lovable
large
guy.
And brave.
Large and brave.
He is in his own way, man. I mean, he's got his own thing going on, and he doesn't care. I mean, he doesn't back down. He goes off with the giants, and he goes. He just does stuff that other people wouldn't normally. I mean, he's shy. Who else wants to go hang out with dragons? You know, I think he's pretty brave.
Well, I think the dragons is for lack of understanding the danger of them.
Well.
But yeah, I know what you mean, Sue.
Yeah.
He went to
the so sweet.
The giants, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Though none of us knew that from watching the movies.
Yeah. I love this.
What is this about if one only remembers to turn off the light? I don't get the point, to be frank.
There's no point. There's just a way to make a little magic trick.
Yeah, that's totally what it was. Dawn French. Okay. She's so good.
I love this so fat funny. Lady.
She's brilliant.
She's new, right? That was
yeah.
Somebody else before.
I love Seamus here.
Yeah, he's great.
She won't let me in. Oh, Trevor! There's Trevor!
Wait! Just my voice.
So
funny remembering like how old we thought they looked at this point, and now looking at them, they looked like babies again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
She's so funny, isn't she? Yeah. I agree, Melly. He's awesome. See, I like that, though. People fuss about that, but I think that was kind of funny. I enjoyed those.
What?
Well, you know, when she was singing and breaking the glass.
Oh,
you know,
great.
I love those.
Oh,
movies.
I think it's much more in character than the Columbus versions. Yeah. In the Columbus one, she's like, is all password? Come forth. Is that the lady who got drunk in the basement with her friend? You know,
yeah, Vi, yeah.
During Christmas and Vi. That's not the same character.
Yeah.
And look, the boys are just having fun, you know?
Yeah, it is.
This part bugged me.
I heard that people were like comparing it to like boys or just kids experimenting with drugs and stuff. And
oh,
like,
come on.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Do you remember? No one
candy.
Could figure out when we got another leaked picture of I remember this. No one could figure out Ron's hat. Because why does
right.
he have...
Right, well, who can figure out that hat, really?
That's true. It's true.
I remember the picture. That picture of the hairy with the steam coming out of his ears. Leaked.
Yeah.
We're like, take it down, take it down. We're like, what the hell? Why? What is it?
Yeah. Ugh. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
We want to save it.
Oh my God, those Dementors around them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. It's so beautiful and creepy.
Mm-hmm. Look at that—a transition, everyone. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Very nice.
I love the transition with the Whomping Willow.
Yeah.
We see all four seasons on him. Yeah. It was great.
All right, Disney people.
Another.
What's the deal with the...
Love the bird.
Thank you.
I think it's adorable. Some people didn't like it. I love it.
Get him. Look at that aim. Bam.
And this was the first time that they really paid attention to the actual geographic... Oh, my gosh. The layout of Hogwarts,
yeah.
The tree's in the right spot.
Yeah.
Oh, Emma Thompson.
Isn't she just magnificent? I think she's just wonderful.
I love the idea that she's a seer who can't see where she's going.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is. It's brilliant.
That's great. I didn't even think of that.
I have disdain for her now after what she said about the movies. And how she doesn't have any attachments.
I don't care.
To them.
She was great for the character. They don't really need her for the seventh.
She's like, this movie I'm in is actually creative and actually have
no.
Well,
this is about her part. I mean, think how brilliant Trelawney's character is vital in the book of Half-Blood Prince. But they didn't even, you know, I mean, and even with how they relegated in Order of the Phoenix, I was so looking forward to her Trelawney being drunk and waving at the top of the stairs and having to, and now there was just that one little scene. It was just
It's very untapped potential, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Well, she's not. In the seventh book a lot.
Yeah,
I
mean, no, at all. Kinda, she's like
no, she gets to lob prophecies at people.
Yeah.
Not prophecies, John. Crystal balls.
Well, same
the prophecies themselves probably wouldn't do much. Except squawk at them.
Prophecy balls, whatever the hell.
Crystal balls, not prophecy balls.
Did Grin, he talked about how he kept cracking up, like your aura is pulsing and stuff. I mean, you could just tell like he was trying not to crack up when she's coming in and
those glasses on her. Oh my gosh.
I mean, that would be awesome to try and film against that. I'd be like, what?
Well, I understand if she just wants to keep herself in projects that challenge her creatively, but you know, one day throwing crystal balls over the ledge isn't so much to add.
Honestly, it would have taken her like 1 or 2 days.
Right.
She walked out of there with
paid a lot of money.
Walk out of there with $100,000 or something.
Yeah.
Honestly. And then he got this random ass kid.
Yeah, there we go, John. Thank you.
Oh, my God. What raffle did he win?
Start catching smoke with your bare hands.
This is probably like the best Make-A-Wish thing I've ever seen. People do.
I love this walking down the hill.
Me too,
it's
Millie.
So Hogwarts looking. It's so
it's beautiful shot. It really is.
And it's Hermione too. Yeah, I really like Hermione this
all
year.
Her books. Acting like Hermione. I went to Ancient Ruins and Ron's like, wait a second.
But see, that's just, I love that because that's how, like, you are with your friends, man. You just kind of stand and you kind of walk along and stop and go. And I just thought that's just, it was just so much more real, like, I don't know.
Loved yeah.
It. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And plus, Ron's the only one really paying attention to our schedule. Harry's like, whatever, yeah. Hermione was here, now she's not. I don't know. I just need to get through the day and not get killed by Voldemort.
I love the what are these French horns or oboes are playing in the background?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Not French horns.
I just really appreciate the effort that they put into like finding these nice little different locations.
It's beautiful
to expand Hogwarts. And this, from what we know of the production, is that this is filmed way west of London. Kind of I think.
Some lake
south of Oxford or somewhere, but it's just a really nice little spot.
You know, it's funny about the uniforms, how they're all messy now. I mean, remember when you were 11 and 12, you were all put together, and then around when you got to 13 is when things started kind of. You start out untucking your shirt and stuff.
Yeah, and it was one of those things that, like, technically they're still in uniform, so they're just kind of pushing their boundaries, see what they can get away with type of thing.
Well, it's funny because, like, normally most, you know, 11, 12-year-olds, you know, aren't at boarding school, so their parents dress them every morning. But, like, to think that your 11-year-old self's going to get together and make themselves all pretty every morning is reaching.
Yeah.
Some of it's strange. Some of their ties are like 3 inches, and the other ones are 12. You know,
right, Harry doesn't know what the hell how to tie a tie.
Right.
Of course, Hermione knows exactly.
Seamus is all with a little baby little tie there.
I thought Jamie talked about it. I thought when we had Jamie on, he talked about that scene a little bit. They had a good time with it.
Oh yeah.
This scene always reminds me of that one comic strip Heather Campbell did about Draco getting attacked by the hippogriff and writing his parents, and Narcissus all like, kill it! Sorry. It's my favorite one.
Okay, the hippogriff...
They just pooped.
Yes. Was there a need, really?
No.
They wanted to have the first digital creature pooping, and they won. It was the first in any movie, yeah.
Not.
It is. They were bragging about it. It's the first time you ever see a CG character, a creature, poop.
That's funny.
Well, but
it's like, all right, I'll make it ready for this and relieve myself.
He may poop, but it's a beautifully done digital character, though, I must say.
It's beautiful poop.
Oh, gorgeous bird and animal.
Oh, yeah,
the model, they hand-inserted every single feather onto that gigantic model.
It's just amazing.
I think it's interesting that they had two models for Buckbeak. One for when he was walking, one for when he was flying, because if they would have taken the one that when he was flying, his wings would have been so huge, folded up, it looked awkward.
Yeah.
And so they had the two digital models for him.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Where'd he get the apple? Like, where?
Yeah, I don't know.
He keeps them in his pocket.
No, Pansy probably brought it. Probably keeps
when
them.
When he climbs trees and stuff.
Pansy packed him a lunch.
Yeah. Okay, Melissa, should we talk about that? What the reaction that was when Ron was like...
Oh, my God.
That was just...
Foreshadowing.
it's not even foreshadowing at this point. It's just storytelling at this point. And there was still... No, I don't know. I don't know if that really means anything. Blah, 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 blah. Because this movie came out before books... Whatever.
Yeah.
It came out in 2004.
That's
so it came out before book six. So the question was still way up in the air.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And everybody was freaking out. It's not...
Yeah.
It wasn't...
You won't thank
okay,
for
you
for that.
Okay, you gotta treat this animal with such reverence so he can smack him in the
right,
butt.
Right, exactly. Like,
well, he's Hagrid. He's their best buds.
He's Hagrid.
You
know? Oh, those wings are beautiful.
Yes,
they are. Wings.
It's kind of like...
This is one of my favorite parts of all the movies right here. It's just so beautifully done that's coming up. When it goes in a little bit when he goes over the lake and stuff. But I just love the models. I love Cinesite for these models. I love them. I love Hogwarts.
Do you know that the video game Hogwarts is actually pretty near accurate
to
this?
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah, they've spent so much darn time on it.
It's amazing. I'm excited for the 6 movies video game.
Oh, me too. Me too. Just such gorgeous cinematography right here. You know, Kron just and their whole team. Oh, so magnificent.
I love the talon hitting the water.
Wasn't that beautiful? Yeah, and that, but the ripples, ripples match though. I mean, because that all has to be done, right? I mean, they have to match.
Tricky.
Yeah.
Buckbeak's just like showing off.
They were doing this back in 03 or something.
Oh my God, the sun.
Yeah. But I just remember everybody's going, Titanic! I'm the king of the world!
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. I'm the king of the world! Yeah. I'm the minister of magic! No, it's not appropriate.
I'm the chosen one. No. But that was a beautifully done sequence. I just loved it.
And very necessary.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
In terms of a film, it is. I mean, pretty awesome. Non-plot. Oh,
and now it's Dan Radcliffe.
Look, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I
know. Right at the tree.
And here comes Draco the idiot.
Yeah. No.
Which I thought, actually, they did pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. No, you don't... disrespect the Buckbeak.
No, you don't disrespect
the Buckbeak.
You're
not friends with it.
Look at the wings. Oh my gosh.
It's pretty much like, you know, I'm the Hagrid and Melissa's the Buckbeak because, you know, we're friends, so I can, you know, beat around a little bit, but everybody else needed to show initial respect until she warmed up to you.
That's to anyone. You have to be nice to anybody until you're friends.
Alright.
Then you can be mean. Look, that's a doll he's holding.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Yeah.
That's a doll?
Yeah, there's
that's a Draco doll.
That's a Draco doll?
Yeah.
Doll.
I bet if the girls out there knew you could get one of those, they'd have quite a few orders for them.
And now Buckbeak's all, I love you. I love you.
I love the Headless Hunt. Thank you, Alfonso Cuarón. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yay. That was well done.
Where enjoy how the windows
the
break.
Are the horses, are they ghost horses, or do the horses choose to become ghosts?
I think it's magic.
Remember that, Powdercast?
Yeah, I do remember
I think
that.
It's magic, shut up, Ricky.
Magic. That was Halloween once again. So fun. So wouldn't it be fun to go to school and you have those ghost riders whipping through there? It'd be awesome.
I just love.
That'd be distracting.
No,
I love seeing the kids in their natural, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Let's ask the Make-A-Wish kid.
Yeah, it's just like a random boy. Don't know who he is.
He can be anywhere. He's like smoke.
Everybody,
your bare hands.
He's right behind
stop
you.
Stop what you're doing and look at me while I give you the explanation.
I love you, Gary Oldman. I love you. I love you. People complained about his tattoos.
Oh, he's so much.
He was great.
He is great.
The tattoos I don't get.
He looked a little bit more like, more like a BA.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
a lot of frost effects in this movie. Mm.
It's just...
Oh, the withering flowers. Yeah. I love it.
What are those flowers called again?
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, originally, it was backwards. So now we're seeing it the right way, and then...
Yes.
Don't...
I don't know. I think it was just a cool effect.
Yeah.
I like the mirrors, how the mirrors are... Have that, like, the age is still tarnished on them.
Mm-hmm.
How did she get here?
Did you see her? Well, that's later. Wrong class.
I like that she's got a pencil in her hair.
I don't quite understand how that time turner works. How? I mean, she wouldn't just appear. She would disappear.
No, she would appear.
Melissa,
why?
I would do that all the time. Even now, when I still put my hair up, I always have pencils in my ear. I remember doing lots of interviews that way and like being embarrassed.
Yep.
We pictured me with my pencils.
You grab whatever you got,
absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
<That's>
I love
mean,
how he goes, this class is ridiculous, and Jamie's all, yeah, you're right. It's just so cute.
Positive reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate the Dracos. I have a classroom full of Dracos in my fourth period.
Oh, you mean like the real life Dracos?
This class is ridiculous.
Neville.
I love him so.
I love him.
Me too.
Neville's a BA.
He is. He's a total BA.
Do you think all the fandom likes Neville because in reality we're all a bunch of Nevilles?
Yeah, I think
I'm a Neville.
I am.
Neville represents that in all of us. Mm-hmm. That
I was worse than Neville in high school. It was funny.
We don't need to hear.
Shut up, Neville!
Shut up, Neville.
Keep it to yourself, boy.
Backhand him.
It's terrible.
Hey, I didn't realize there was Hufflepuffs in this. I just saw Hufflepuff back there.
Aw, why are they sneaking?
Well, they have all the houses
in
there.
But they have
all
the houses in there.
Yeah, it's all the houses.
But in the book, it's just... Yeah. Defense of the Dark Arts is...
I think the movies just like having a lot of people.
I think that's just to avoid having to cast extra students for the other houses.
I love
how Snape comes out of the thing with the hand, like in a horror movie, you know? That's amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing.
They said that he would walk around the set in that costume and say, hello, lovey, to people, like really play up the old woman angle. Yeah.
They said that he did that scene, like, he had to reenact a scene, you know, from S. Snape, and then into that, and they said he did it perfectly. They were talking about his takes, what a great actor he is. He just...
Wow.
I like seeing him look a little different
than
he usually does.
Yeah.
This is a great scene, too.
Oh my god, it's our music again! This is like our movie.
Yeah, it is.
Do you remember when we used that music?
Yep.
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
the drums.
What I don't get is that Snake... And then she turns into that freaking jackal in the box. I would be more afraid of that jack in the box than anything else. So I'm like, why is she? I'd hug that snake before I looked at that jack in the box.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself, but I just remembered and it freaked me out.
I just forgot how good this scene was.
Yeah, it's really
giant
good.
Spider is disgusting.
It is.
Like, and now you know why everybody loves Lupin because he makes it fun. You know.
Here it is.
I hate this.
Oh, it's a snake. Let's make it worse.
Yeah.
Avada Kedavra.
Did you say Avada Kedavra?
He did.
Yeah, I made a spell up.
Those clowns.
That thing scares the crap out of me. I'm sorry.
It does me too.
Life-size, Frankie,
I think they were looking for something
with
that
like
same
it.
Emotion.
I don't like
it. And something that could be kind of scary for this.
Look at that. That's scary.
I love this reaction here. This is a funny sequence of events.
It's like Chucky,
Lupin's
you
like,
know? And then...
They look like Chucky. Yeah.
Nope, now I want to sleep in.
Yep.
Because I thought the Dementor would turn into Voldemort.
You know, in the book, it's just like an orb, and it can't really tell it's a moon. But once you know it's a moon, isn't the werewolf thing a little bit easier to figure out?
Yeah.
They can't figure it out in the book because just looks like a crystal ball or an orb. Once you know it's a moon, that's a little bit easier.
Yeah, but with the book, you have the benefit of being like vague because it's like, oh, it's a silver orb, but still being honest. But
no,
in
but
a film,
they say, but the kids, Ron says later, why is he afraid of crystal balls? Or I think, or Harry says it, they think it's a crystal ball. Mm. So you know, there's really no.
This is a new set too. It was the first time we saw that swinging pendulum, mm-hmm. right? That they use from this,
and this. Courtyard.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
I love McGonagall.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. Oh, Potter.
Oh, Potter. Don't litter.
Please don't litter.
Please don't litter.
Oh, that's good, Frankie. It's good Scottish. I like that.
It's fun. And love it. Look at the waterfall.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Reminder, like, finally some time.
That's
alone.
The Ravenclaw one, because there's eagles on it. What?
Poor Harry.
That was a beautiful shot.
Maybe Ron and Hermione went to the coffee tea shop.
Madam Puttyfoot's?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this beautiful bridge they built in previous, between year two and three.
I didn't miss Scooby-Doo laugh here.
I like he's doing all these, like, quiet time with Professor Lupin things.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
How do you think this moment came about? Like, Harry went knocking on Lupin's door, being like, you want to talk on the bridge?
I think Harry was moping around because he couldn't go, and then
they ran into each other.
Lupin's all, like, stalking him because he had a crush on his eyes.
There you are. Maybe Harry was just moping, and Dumbledore's like, "All right, Lupin, I choose you. Go talk to Harry."
Why me? I did it last time.
So is this when he talks about his mom? What we think Jo meant when she said that she gasped a couple times during this movie? How they got some things about Book 7 exactly right. Uh-huh.
But see, we never really understood what she was there for him. You know, we never really learned what happened there. I want to know that story. What happened?
Yeah. I want to know, but I think it's that she, you know, obviously she was still friends with Snape when nobody else was until he went irretrievably over, you know.
Yeah, and I think the fact that she probably knew he was a werewolf and didn't care, mm-hmm. and like he got wind of it, I imagine it's something along that vein.
Now look, Harry's glasses have frames. Yeah. I mean, Harry's frames have actual glasses.
I know, sometimes. In them. A lot of times they don't.
Very seldom.
It's really funny. I don't know why. I love that cloak Lupin always wears. Yeah. It's funny.
This music, though, I just think this is John Williams. So beautiful. It's just so well done. This is one of my favorite scores.
Did they confirm a composer for Deathly Hallows?
No, they haven't confirmed it yet, but he said in a couple interviews, and like fans have talked to him, and he said he's really interested in doing it. So, and I think now that it's delayed, that would be amazing.
And I enjoy that the staircase is moving as an invention of the film.
Harry's holding a sneakoscope. It's never...
Oh, you're right, Melissa. Yep. I'm head boy. I love you, Chris Rankin.
I'm head boy.
Excuse me, this is my only line. Excuse me.
But he's so great. And there he is, Sir Cadogan.
Oh, there's Sir Cadogan. Yes. Oh, I miss Sir Cadogan. He was great.
They never really... I love it. It's like the Wicked Witch of the West up there.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So brilliant. This.
I think she's defying gravity.
Yeah. Nah.
And then the random giraffe of all things. I mean, what?
I know. What is
that? What the hell is that all about? He's everywhere.
They had a lot of
I like the giraffe. I like how he goes through like 8 paintings at one time.
Aww. Yeah. I wish we had more Circuit Duggan.
Yeah.
Filch. Yeah. I'll find him. I'll find him with my crazy eye.
Yeah.
Oh my god, those nails. Cut your nails, Dumbledore.
That's so creepy. This makes me not like him.
Makes me not
no
like
reason.
Him. I'm glad
There's
he
no
dies.
Not to manicure your nails. Free. No reason.
And I love how everybody just moves en masse, you know? Just, okay.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Dumbledore can't get up the stairs.
What's that tiger growling?
Yeah, could you hear that good? It's
Why
like
they have
a zoo.
So many portraits of animals. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, she's Maybe where she
portrait?
In the Sahara there.
She played Harry in that one spoof.
Yeah.
Yes, you're a woman, Harry.
She's great actress. I really like her.
Harry Potter.
I love that she's got all this leaves and fruit on her head like she's high.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing.
I like her as a fat lady. She does a great job.
Yes, she does.
I like her in general. Yeah, she's pretty funny.
Her French and Saunders show is brilliant. But then this, you know, this, I remember, too, this was another picture, and I just remember,
Bend
it was like,
down
what?
The hatches.
What?
Da, da, da.
What are we doing here?
Keep him out. He's in the castle, so let's make sure he never leaves.
What?
Wow, that is one gigantic door.
It is.
Little mentors,
They're all, what, he got in? We missed him? We're so good at our job.
But see, that was such a neat little thing, and right at the end of that scene, the lights went out, and they cut to them... coming through, and there's just the singular light in the back, the flickering light in the hallway, and I just think, little details like that really appeal to me. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice cuts.
Yeah.
The purple. They're purple sleeping bags.
Yeah.
What is Filch looking for, honestly?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does he think Sirius Black is in one of those bags?
I don't know. It's a good question.
It's Filch.
It's Filch.
Snape's not doing his best double agent thing talking about this in the middle of the students.
No.
Obviously, one of them's going to be awake.
Could it be Harry?
Oh, Harry is awake.
Yeah. Oh, it's Harry.
Not Harry.
What about Potter? Should it be Warren? Let me say that as I approach Harry.
Exactly.
Ooh, underneath shot.
But isn't that beautiful, though? Because they show that lovely,
beautiful.
Lovely. And that, in my mind, is what I think of the enchanted ceiling. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that I would see outer space instead of just a night sky. But I like it.
It works.
It's cool.
I love the fact that one leaf gently trickles its way down to the ground. All of a sudden, schlonk.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It was brilliant, though. It was lovely with the oboe and just...
It gives that tree so much personality. So,
yeah, I love the personality.
This part's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
394.
He owns the scene, man. It's really good.
Yeah, he really does.
I like it.
He can suffer to know it all.
394. I love it.
You're like, whatever.
No, Draco's still. I mean, it's been months.
Defensive spells.
No, wrong movie. Yeah. I love that they need a projector.
Yeah.
They have a wand to operate it, but you still need a projector.
Yeah, but it's cool.
There she is.
Yeah. Look at his face. He's so funny. Grint. I love him.
All it needed would be like a wand and a Lumos spell.
Yeah.
And the slides.
Yeah. New one. Oh, Hermione.
I know.
Do you not get...
That's a great drawing. Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Looks like Leonardo da Vinci's thing.
Yeah, what's that? Something man? Vitruvian man? Or
the man. Was it Vitruvian?
I think so, or something. Because that reminded me... I know this is totally unrelated, but we saw a picture of Rupert Grint from the upcoming Hapless Prince, and there's a shot of him being the Quidditch keeper, and it's like he's like his arms are out and his legs out, and I'm like, look, it's a Vitruvian man, Quidditch man. I don't know.
But is he wearing
this.
Or is he wearing polyester pillow?
I don't know.
I'd get no work done if I could do this.
Do what?
Watch this little doodle he has. Making doodles move.
Oh, God, doodle. Yeah.
Well, my doodles can move. Yeah. I forgot.
Your doodles fall off the board.
Yeah, they fly away.
Come back in.
I love Alan Rickman.
And then he makes out with him.
Yeah, but his face is just, I mean... Such a good actor.
Punch
him. It's been like 4 months and turd. He's got that stupid sling
on. He's so tough and does this.
Yeah.
That's,
I know.
He's like, I'm such a BA. Look at Harry, you have a poo-poo face.
Did you see that he signed it? He signed the bottom corner of the drawing like it's going to go on a wall somewhere.
That's funny, really Frankie. Funny. You're right. What a great observation. He's so tough and he drew that thing? Are you kidding? That's awesome.
Gryffindor, go, Gryffindor.
I never
I love
heard
this grinning. They're all out there.
Go.
Red paint on their faces.
Yeah.
So we have rainy Quidditch here. And
don't you think?
Hapless Prince, we have snowy Quidditch.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Isn't this awesome. When you cancel the match?
Yeah.
With this weather?
They're wizards.
But it makes for a dramatic...
It's like height restriction. Like, how high can these darn brooms go?
Yeah, on the snitch, too.
The snitch should be, like, prohibited from going this high.
And it can survive a lightning strike.
So can that guy, apparently.
Yeah.
It's a little... Touché.
Isn't it true when you get struck by lightning and you're not grounded, then it doesn't hurt you?
What? It's lightning.
But lightning needs to be able to go through you and to
no,
be grounded.
When lightning is grounded, because what happens is lightning starts from the bottom and top and they meet in the middle.
I don't think any of us know what we're talking about, frankly.
No, lightning does that. I remember.
Okay.
Science class.
That's why birds that get struck by lightning on posts don't
I thought grounded stops you from getting hurt by it. Like if you're in a car, the rubber tires are grounding you, so you're fine.
No, the rubber keeps it from getting grounded. It insulates electricity from hitting the ground.
My little boy has that Potter 7 robe thing. I think that is just cool.
Yeah, I like that. I have the coat, the little jacket that has Potter 7 on the back.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I like that one.
Oh, cool.
I don't know where it is right now. Should go find it.
But it's so cool. Then
these dementors want friends.
Frosty goggles.
Yeah.
Frosty goggles.
Just trying to get a hug.
Just trying to get a hug.
We want to get the snatch.
I had a play.
Oh my god, they're all excited.
So gross it is.
Ew.
And then here we go.
Mouth.
Pootie-yucky.
Here's your favorite part, John.
Mysterio Momentum.
There you go. Thank you.
With no wand.
Arrestio Momentum.
There should be a button.
He's
that could
arresting
hit Nick, like, a huge,
the
like,
momentum.
Trampling for him to land on.
Funny.
Why does that annoy you, John?
I said there should be like a button they could hit to make like this big trampoline come out and they can bounce on it.
Trampolino Maxima.
Look at Neville's face.
I know, it's cool.
Oh, his broom.
Do you think Dumbledore would have stopped anybody from falling or just Harry?
I think anybody.
Just Harry.
Like, who is that? Is that Harry? Harry? No, it's Wood. All right, whatever.
Look at his all flat hair. Bowl haircut.
Harry's always getting his stuff broken. He breaks his wand in Deathly Hallows. And he
Ron didn't break the wand.
Harry's always getting his stuff broken, is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, he can't get a better one if it's not broken first.
Blah, blah, better one.
Blah, blah.
I like this scene, they're just walking around.
What does this remind me of? There's another movie this reminds me of, but it's not an adventure movie.
Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
It does, thank you. It looked like the Battle of the Ewoks.
Is that it?
Right,
it's an Ewok.
It is an adventure movie. Yes, you're right. That's walking through the forest.
It completely is. It looks exactly like that little forest. And all of a sudden, it comes like those little AT-3 things, and they're like, yeah. Take it down. Sorry.
That was filmed right in Northern California, right near where Skywalker Ranch is.
Really?
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
Right up in the forest up there.
Not this. That.
Not this. No, Star Wars.
Just saying. It's
very random. I think, let's go to California for this.
They'd be quite hot in those outfits.
Oh, pootie.
Yes, it would. I wish it was cold enough to wear cloaks here in California.
Oh, wow, look, we found Hedwig.
Hedwig's like, you're
welcome to meet Hedwig for lunch.
I'm it. You go hide now.
Who found me?
Oh, here I go. Dragon.
See, these scenes here, though, that they filmed, we just heard that they're going to go back for Deathly Hallows. And
they just needed him as a transition, a timepiece transition.
I know.
Now, Hedwig, use your magic to make time go faster. Flap, flap. Now it's winter. Good thing we taught Hedwig that time spell.
Good thing you're a snowy owl.
How did Harry get all the way over there?
Hedwig's magic?
Is more powerful than anyone in the movie.
Look, the fountain got frozen. It's all water in the middle.
Oh,
it's plexiglass. Look, see?
Oh.
Is that Crabbe and Goyle making? Nope, that's Fred and George.
Fred and George. And there's, look, invisibility cloak.
Get
see?
Him.
They grabbed him.
Oh, good acting. Good acting.
Kind of.
No, terrible.
But I like this part, though. I love those guys.
Remember that time
they just walked so
them?
Close that if they actually had Harry in between them, he would have been squished.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And where's the cloak?
It's invisible, Melissa.
He just drops it then?
It's very generous to give them this.
Yeah, really is.
Didn't even give their own brother this.
Nope.
I like, what was Joe's explanation as to how they found how to use the map?
That they would kind of play with it. She said, she goes, I know this is glib, but can't you see them kind of asking it questions and them asking back, and then the Mooney, Wormtail, Padfoot, and Prongs would like kind of prompt until they hit upon the right,
look,
until
Elvis.
The right word.
Did you see this typo?
What?
Instead of Elvis, it was A-L-B- V-S?
John?
Oh, it's probably the font.
No,
I promise you that's a typo.
No,
a
V. If it's a V, it's just probably an old... It's just an
it's
old,
an old
they
English.
They correct it somewhere else.
Oh, really?
It is a straight-up V. It's a point.
I think all the U's are V's here. That's a Latin thing.
Typo.
Going back to the map real quick, though.
Sir,
I think
you're so
it's
quiet.
True.
Where are you?
I'm watching the movie. I'm really into the movie. I haven't watched this, I swear, in a year. I know
Frankie has a map comment.
Huh?
You have a map comment.
Oh, I was just going with what Melissa said, how they would help out, just like in the book, how it showed Harry where to go on the stump. It did a little drawing of him tapping on the hump of the witch, so I think that's a very valid.
I want to go there.
Oh, I want to go to Honey Dukes.
Let's go, Frankie. Let's go right now. Let's go, Melly. Come on.
I loved
candy
shops.
I was in there. I ate
something in there.
You guys
like sugary sweets, or do you like chocolatey sweets?
Depends on my mood.
Like a chocolate shop or a candy shop?
Mm.
Different. Look at them hitting on each other.
I know. Do you want to move a bit closer?
Draco's from Russia? What?
I know, look at that! Jamie's hat's my favorite, though. Look at it.
It is.
Look, they have him standing lower on the ground than Tom, so that he doesn't seem so big next to him.
Oh, that's right! Yes!
Look at his little
mouth. That was overacted.
Yeah.
Filthy! I don't want my blood! Arr!
Yeah. There's not much underacting in the early years.
I like Hermione. Harry! And Ron's all like, what's going on?
That's not funny.
Oh, this is, he needed a bum double for this, remember?
Oh, yeah.
A bum double?
Yeah, he had to come get a double. They had to compare butts, I swear to God.
Why? Why couldn't they just film him?
He's
because
underage.
It was a lot of coldness in the snow, so they didn't want to do that to him. So he got a bum double.
That's way less important.
Hilarious.
Let's go.
Oh, shrunken head.
Giggle.
Get Ron in those stringy hats. They're so weird. I don't normally
know.
Another great. I love Hogsmeade. Look at it. Snowy.
Little owls everywhere. God, it's like walking in a Dickens village. Look at that.
That is beautiful.
Oh, I want to be there.
I have not seen this one on Blu-ray.
Exposition.
Definition. I'd like to see
it
like that.
Neither have I. I'd love to see it.
Me too. Oh my gosh. More poop.
Yeah.
Poop.
You're right, Melly.
He's pooping.
They're obsessed.
Okay, wait. That... Slate doesn't have anything pulling it. What poop? Oh, there it is.
Who are the chimney sweeps? That's from Dickens, isn't it? The little sweep
hands.
Guys? Wasn't that like a nod to the guys from like... Or not maybe, maybe Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Madame Rose Myrtle looks a little bit like Joe.
Yeah.
Oh. Madame Rose Myrtle is hot.
Julie Christie's is a great actress.
No undead wizards allowed.
Get away, heads. Get away. So rude.
Why are
they cursed.
They did.
Who cursed?
It needs to be a reason for Harry. They don't see it.
Why is that guy holding two? Did you see that guy holding two candles for some strange reason?
Because it's magical.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I love how in the wizarding world that's not an uncommon occurrence. The door just opens.
Yeah. Don't think twice about it.
It's a ghost.
They really distilled this very well. I was wondering how they were going to get like 8 pages of dialogue into a minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so rare to have McGonagall say more than like 2 lines at once. It was great.
Lemon sherbet. What's the matter, Harry?
Yeah.
What's the matter, Harry?
Ververto.
Ververto.
Cornelius.
You think there'd be like a Revelio...
Not for the Hollow.
Not for the
Hollow. What was the one in Deathly Hollow? It's like Hominus
Revelio
or something.
Yeah. Was there another person in the room? That would have worked, but nobody really knows that.
It's just a minister of magic and the Transfiguration professor.
I know.
Knows the magic.
I know.
Come on.
Well, they're not.
Well, they're not thinking that they need to do that.
Yeah. How often, you know?
And they are drunk. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
No.
Woo! Uh-oh. Did you guys know that he was their friend?
I heard something about the fact that he was their friend.
He was their friend!
But I don't remember.
Oh, those poor carolers.
Poor little carolers. And... one with very large legs. Did you see that? I want that scarf. I had that scarf briefly. I don't know where it went.
I had that scarf briefly.
I did. Mm. I don't know where it went. Somebody has it.
He was a friend.
Sorry. I love Dan Radcliffe. I think he's a fine actor right now. I don't think this is his best moment.
No, it's not. But the fact that after Five, he was brilliant in Five.
You know, at the time, I didn't think it was that horrible. I remember thinking it wasn't that bad. But when you compare it, like you said, to Five, which I
right,
it's
to five.
Just amazing the difference.
This is fine.
Oh, wait, wait a second.
But maybe, did he know them?
His glasses are all askew.
Oh, maybe Crown was like way, like 100 yards away, like trying to give him direction. And he's like, oh, I didn't hear you. What was that, Dan? Like, oh, he went to our brand. Look at the snow on the lens.
Yeah, that was a good effect, though.
It doesn't even exist.
Yeah, on the fake lens.
Yeah,
on the fake.
I like the creepy candles that Lupin keeps hold, like just
these
in stock.
That are just around.
Yeah. Like, let's get spine candles. That's ominous.
Why are these little round, bubbly things floating through the room? It's so strange.
Mm. Mm. I think you can buy those now. I think someone was selling those spine candles.
I don't think this is a defense against the Dark Arts classroom. This looks more like
Dumbledore's office.
Dumbledore's office, but cleared out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Changed. They use the same set. That has to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Or astronomy room or something. Because I remember, I think if you go to the website, the official, the old Harry Potter website, you can still do those QuickTime things. You can take a look around. And I think you can look in this and they labeled it like the astronomy room or something.
Oh, maybe.
Something weird.
Yeah, it looks just like his office.
Yeah.
Love the floating planets. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I want to go in that room. Look, he even has like a ratty tie.
Yeah.
It's like Mr. Rogers, but a werewolf.
Yeah.
Not to get ahead of myself, but remind me to talk about the werewolf, how they designed it. I love it. So when we get there, don't let me forget.
Harry's hair.
In suspense. Oh!
Ah!
Why is it not freezing? So does Lupin see right now a Dementor?
Well,
or
the
Boggart
doesn't see him, so
he sees a
Dementor. Because if he was facing the Boggart, then the Boggart would change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. The Boggart changes shape, doesn't change your perception.
So it's all just who is looking
who's in front of.
That's why it's easy. Remember they talk about it's easier to do the spell in the classroom because it confuses it with all the kids.
Oh, that's right.
Would
you feel differently
time,
about the Dementor if you knew that it caused the Dementor, or not the Dementor, the Boggart, if you knew that it caused the Boggart great pain to shapeshift? Would you feel sorry for him?
Yes.
Wait, no, go back. So Lupin could see the Dementor then? He could? Because he was...
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right.
Yeah, because it's just... The Dumbledore... The Dementors are shapeshifters. They don't change your perception.
Okay.
Wait a second. Hang on a second.
I'm confused.
I have to hear this for a second.
Okay.
He talks about his parents. And isn't that the scene that gets described in Deathly Hallows? Doesn't he say, we're just happy? And that could be another thing that Joe, like, was like, wait a second. I never realized that scene in Deathly Hallows when they're all happy and just being mother, father, and son. Harry's screaming movie. This is cool.
So cool.
Ah.
It looks more like a Protego charm.
Well, it's not formed, I guess.
That's how Protego looks in my head. Mm. Not to be a downer. Sorry, guys.
Well, that's not a full...
What'd you say? Oh, I realize that.
Yeah.
There's a little train going around there. It was a random thing.
And I would like, well, I guess I don't really need an explanation, but I guess I'm amused by that, how chocolate helps after a Dementor, because it's kind of like chocolate is kind of happy, and so a Dementor takes all the happiness away.
Wait, is this, they were talking to me, just talking.
Hello, what's wrong?
Yeah, because they were talking to me, just talking. He would have that memory. We saw it in Deathly Hallows.
Right, we just talked about him bit by bit.
Yeah.
Yep. Good catch, mission. Very good.
And that must be one of the things that Joe was like, oh my god. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, Frank. I just didn't want to miss that bit.
No worries.
Interrupting doodles.
The tie he has on is just...
Look at that. Oh my god. It's like it was made in kindergarten class. Yeah.
It does.
Right?
Yeah, it does.
He's taking the trouble to roll
it's
up
so
his pants.
Goofy. It's almost too goofy for me. Mm. It's almost like, don't take Hagrid seriously. It's like, you know, it's making me realize I'm watching a movie. You know what I mean? I forget. Yeah. I don't know.
You get the feeling that the one in the book, it really does, it attempts to look like a suit. It doesn't attempt to look like that, you know?
Fuck, bitch, you did that. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, it's so beautiful. I want to be there.
Yeah.
Let's aberrate there right now, all of us.
I would love to. Let's go.
Next year. Oh, look, the stove's on. Harry's playing with his wand. Sorry, had to be said.
Yeah.
Spider.
You get rid of the spiders, Ron.
How do you tell them? I love it. I love Rupert Grint. He's so funny.
Isn't he great? He's just, his timing is perfect. He's wonderful.
And Harry's just watching people walk around.
No, but Argus Filch is a regular you.
Melissa, have you ever seen this map from Noble Collection? Because I want that. I want to know if they put all those things like lost ones.
That's pretty cool.
I think I've seen
the map.
It's a great concept. And I love how in this,
look, Marauder, like, the U is a V, sorry.
It's all written, like the walls and whatnot, and the hallways and the building. It's
is
all
it
words.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all words.
So they didn't actually put labels stuff like. I see.
Well, it's like it'll say like wall, or something like that.
Yeah.
Come in.
Room of Doom. You know, there has to be a Room of Doom. They can't make it up. J.K. Rowling had to tell them that there was a Room of Doom.
Wow.
They're not allowed.
Oh man.
Oh really? That's not allowed?
Not allowed to make it up.
Wait, what wasn't allowed?
There's a thing on the map called Room of Doom. And for there to be a thing on the map called Room of Doom, there must be a Room of Doom, because J.K. Rowling, they're not allowed to make it up.
That's true. What the hell would be in a Room of Doom?
Doom.
I don't know, but you don't go in there.
Why would you build that in your school?
I bet it was like from the old days, you know, like punishment. Probably like Filch would have loved it.
Mm.
The torture. Who knows, though? But see, that bothers me, though, when I think of that. That they would have allowed that.
See, I think John, the U thing is an inconsistency.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rather than I also think it's a font thing.
Bothers me.
Huh. My dad didn't stress. B.A. Harry.
I love the effect on the wand. How that slow pulsating is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It is.
It's like an Adobe Photoshop lens flare.
So this part wasn't explained in Deathly Hallows, right? I mean, did he know about... He didn't know about Pettigrew then. Because, you know, when we do...
I'm sorry?
I was just thinking about Snape. You know how we learned in his pensive in the memory all the conversation. Did he know about Pettigrew then? Was he?
I don't think so.
He didn't. He never did. Okay.
I don't know.
Not until later, I guess.
Not until later. Look, no glasses in Harry's glasses. Oh, now they're there.
Yeah, the continuity's kind of dodgy on that.
Oh, really? I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. They were there, and then they weren't. Disappearing lenses.
Looping.
So.
Harry's trying to steal
the
map.
He's such a little snot.
I know.
In the moonlight. Get it? You're a werewolf?
Uh-huh. I know, but that's what's so great, though. Yeah, so just...
Harry has lenses.
I know, it's funny.
He has lenses.
I like how they slide in like zonkos, you know?
Yeah, and it's not forced, it's just nice.
Yeah, it worked
nice
really well.
Casual.
You're like, what the hell is a zonko?
Hermione walks by. Good thing we went to zonkos, like, yoke shop.
Hear a thing? Are you deaf?
Are you deaf? Daft, not deaf.
That's the thing that fell down, like on when Lupin or Lockhart had the pixies, right?
Because it was the smaller version of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But why is there one hanging in the room? I just find that weird. I guess.
Here's Lupin's chance to explain who the Marauders are and blows it.
No lenses.
Whoops. Yeah. Do we know about that, John? Does that conveniently get cut out? We don't know.
I think he blows it.
Yeah, I think so too.
No, they never figured out how to. Yeah, Lupin, you tell him.
Lupin does kind of look like Alex Carpenter.
What? If he grew his hair out.
He really should put on a mustache and dress up like
that. No, honestly, it's his eyes. They have similar eyes. Mm-hmm. This is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the look on his face. Mm-hmm. Harry's like, what? Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, I love
that.
She's so...
I love when Hermione makes fun of her.
I know.
It's great.
There's Ron. I would be sleeping through that. I don't know.
Ron's asleep. It's going to be foggy tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, she cries.
I love her.
The Grim.
She's so dismissive.
Well, I know.
I don't even need to see it. It's the Grim.
I love this line.
I know, she's great. I like the eye, like on her ring. It has like an eye. It looks cool.
I love her delivery of that line. It's such a mean thing to say as a teacher, but it's really amusing.
It is.
The way she does it.
Look at that move, knocking the...
I love that she's genuinely, like... Oh.
Annoyed.
Yeah.
No, kind of like...
Have I seen
She's just being...
What?
Even though I think after we get to know Trelawney a little more, she said that out of spite.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the movie, it's fun to think that she was actually genuinely naive to it.
Why does Harry have to be such a little kiss butt?
He's not... I would have done that.
It's a plot point.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa. Come on, John. Give her the program.
Oh, God.
Plot point.
Hermione
don't forget
did
your
it.
Rat.
I mean, they got plenty of crystal balls. What if just Wingardium is that up there?
Look at these giant, they look like books. I don't know.
Thank
what
you. That's exactly what I was cool. thinking. I'm like, wow, that's right? Such a cool effect. Make it look like, I don't know. And the giant, like, teapot or whatever.
It was a cat.
Yeah.
Meow.
Meow.
I love cats.
Oh, did you guys hear that? Frankie enjoys cats.
I heard that about him. That rumor. Sirius Ooh. Black.
Miss Lippy's car is green.
Gary Oldman, come to me.
She can't breathe. Heimlich.
I know, seriously. Do you need an inhaler?
I love this type of stuff.
Yeah, me too.
They changed the text of it, which is interesting.
Well, you know, Clovis thought he could write a better prophecy.
Yeah, close. don't even get... Oh, God, John. I was not going to bring him up at all during this. But I just tense up.
Harry's like, you just did a zombie thing. I'm going to leave
Clovis you. Actually, you know, do that. You know, he does... he sometimes dresses up in a blonde wig and has fake book signings.
Does he?
Of his scripts.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Joe maintains that he is enormously insightful about the series.
Who says that?
Joe.
Oh, well, all right. I'm just teasing that.
No, I mean, I'm with you. I'm against some of his choices, but for some reason she says that he is enormously insightful, so I can just imagine what conversations they've had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's Death himself.
Oh, yeah. Who invited him?
They should ask him for a cloak. Or a stone, or maybe a wand of elder descent.
Of elder descent.
Here we go with the longest third act of any movie ever.
Yes,
seriously.
So, book two.
Yeah, it's funny for being wizards, they don't have more humane ways to kill animals than like the blunt axe.
Well, they probably do, but it's just archaic. They could just AK it.
Exactly.
It worked on Hedwig.
I love this.
Well, no, AKs is an unforgivable. They can't do it. They can't AK it. It's unforgivable.
Oh, that's true. Touché. Touché.
Like a duck toad.
I love this part.
Well, you can't use it on a human. Doesn't mean you can't use it.
Unforgivable seems unforgivable.
No, they used it on the spider. You just can't use it on a human. Use of it on a human gets you to Azkaban.
I thought just use of it, period.
No, use of it on a human.
Well, I think that's bad, then.
Yeah, I think it's bad, too.
Boom.
Boom. Nice.
Spice Girl, baby. She rocks it. With her pink hoodie, she takes no prisoners.
Yeah, it's out of character.
I prefer the book it being a slap. That seems to be the edge to which Hermione would go. Yeah. But okay, in the movie,
she slaps him.
She slaps him in the book.
No,
in the book, she slaps him. And it's also they make more in the book of how stressed out she is. That it's not just that she's like she is. Plus, she said for Hagrid, it's that she's also completely stressed out about all her classes and the fight with Ron, and you know, so it makes more sense in the book.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
So
to kill this animal from one kid getting scraped.
Well, it shows the ridiculousness of the Malfoys.
Okay, but my question
the fact
is
that he would abuse his power to be.
Now that we've read Deathly Hallows, so did Dumbledore know about this scene then, for sure?
Know about what?
What was happening? Happen? Yeah.
I think he encouraged Hermione
to do it, and then I guess this is the film version.
No, I think he quickly pieces together what he already knows of the rest of the day's events, which is that weird things like this are happening, and he pieces together that if it's them going back in time, then he needs to tell them right then.
Okay.
Do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things like we're talking about when I brought up when she was doing the prophecy. I love storytelling that involves manipulation of time because, well, I guess I like it when the outcome. I like it when it's just it's self-fulfilling prophecy type of thing, whether you say it and you attempt to do it, it happens because you like it was gonna like you had to travel in time for this to happen. Does that make? I'm not making any sense.
No, I hear you. It's so hard to wrap your head around when it doesn't successfully.
Yeah, I heard a theory that Dumbledore went back in time at this point as well, just because he was curious to know what was going on, and that like him right here as we see him. Is Dumbledore from the future who wanted to be at Hagrid's hut for all of this, but like through like the first going around, he just stayed in the castle.
Okay.
Hmm.
Whatever.
I think that'd be interesting. Dumbledore just wanted to be near the action.
Yeah.
I love the giant pumpkins.
I know. So random.
Can you imagine the pie you can make from them?
They're just huge.
And I like this. I like how just the slight awareness Hermione has.
Just this shows you, if you have these little strange happenings, how Dumbledore could have put together that what was really going on.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing how it thinks of time as this one complete model so that you can know... You can be granted with the knowledge before something happens that something will happen.
Right.
You
know how... Right.
Oh, my brain hurts.
No, I gotcha.
It's one of those. It reaches like its maximum velocity type of thing. It's circular reasoning. Like this happens, could this happen?
Therefore,
if this didn't
happen,
it wouldn't happen. But since it didn't happen, you would not have done it. So therefore, you're going to do it again. That's the sound effect of something reaching its maximum reasoning ability.
Here we go. Itumamatambian.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's a little homage. Right after this, it's a little homage
like,
to Itumama.
Oh,
look at the ministry seal on the axe. That's funny. Oh.
They're like, oh. Let's go find somewhere to lay down.
Come
on. What?
I was so hoping just once it would just be.
Oh, he bit him right in the finger.
I bit him.
What bit me? I'm gonna turn you yellow and into a water glass, half formed.
It is funny to think back at that Pettigrew deserved that, being turned into a water glass. That's good.
I love, you do realize what true this is. We've never really talked about it since last year, and it's not in front of the castle anymore, but it is the Whomping Willow, and
he's from the House of Awesome.
Yes. God, I just love... This book was so well written.
It's
insane.
What you thought was happening and what was really happening and how interesting it all was. And then it's like she had one of these just really beautiful synergy writing experiences.
Absolutely. She's just so brilliant.
It's a fun movie. So this is what I mean about... Oh, I shouldn't do that here.
I mean...
I like this part in the game, too. I have to
this
say.
This thing would crush you. The momentum behind swinging wood. Oh my god, that would have killed him.
Sure it would.
And he wouldn't went flying 20 frames. Feet.
If she's doing double dutch.
Double dutch
for
my head.
Got it.
Exactly.
Oh my god, and that would have killed her.
Harry's got no glasses.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't see this very well. Nice screaming, Miney.
Yeah. It's actually pretty good. Get your glasses. Ah! That's scary as hell. Oh my god.
I like when she grabs them and they're kind of like a little delayed. Like, whoop. It's hilarious. Oh.
Yeah, I know. The tune's going to stop right now.
Are you ready? You buckled
version.
In? Here we go.
1, 2, 3.
And now
I'm going to land
game.
On you, and it's going to be very inappropriate. Oh. No, actually not that bad. I used to have a jacket just like Harry's here, and I used to wear it around all the time.
Yeah.
What?
I used to have a jacket just like this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I stepped up that.
And I went and bought like a light blue little shirt to wear underneath it.
So you'd be just like Harry.
I'm Harry. And I got a dirty one, so just for fun. We're just hanging out in the Shrek and Shack.
God, it looks like Grimmauld Place. Somebody's breathing really heavy.
It does look like Grimmauld Place.
Yeah.
It was me, sorry.
It's so
Snuffles.
Yeah. Paws turning into...
Oh, Snuffles.
I love this entrance.
Still in his prison
look
garb.
He's so scary.
Yes,
like a murderer.
It's perfect, though. That's in a book, and you don't know.
Yeah.
It's so...
It's like...
Why would you give Hermione that line?
I know, I hate that.
That bothers me to no end.
Just think, yeah, they had to do this one take or to redress the set, get all that dust.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh, oh.
Unless it was not actual dust, but, you know, they don't seem to be making marks in it. You know?
Oh, wait, yeah. Is it moving? That's a good point. Let's see if it moves.
Giggle, giggle.
Mm-hmm. He does look like Alex.
No, they're in cahoots. They're in cahoots.
No! Yeah, why are they hugging? I trusted you!
This is terrible. This is awful. But we're going to stay quiet and let you think these terrible things just until we want to tell you the truth.
And now Remus will suddenly look very foreboding and scary. That's at the worst moment for him ever to do.
Yeah. It's like, in any one of those moments, one of them could have cursed them. It could have been very bad.
Oh, this is great acting by Sirius.
I know.
Right, by Gary Oldman right here.
He's completely deranged. I mean, you imagine what it would be like, though, after you've been that the whole time in that terrible place. So unjustly confined.
This book again.
Oh.
Oh, I need to read the book again. They should be making more footprints, right, Frankie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, he's giving Christmas toasts.
Yeah, winking.
So hurry.
Before I die.
Yeah.
I love the deranged... Right here.
I know, but he's so just this.
I love it.
Snape.
And then Snape.
I love it right at that moment Wormtail freaks out.
Yeah. Right.
I love the shifting walls too. Yeah.
Right when Wormtail sees Snape, it's very interesting.
Him. Me too. He's so freaking great. I love you.
They really did a fantastic job whittling this down because, again, it was another scene with all this talking.
Yeah.
Oh my! So much.
I don't think I've ever reread this scene since I read *Prisoner of Azkaban*.
You need to. This is the point where, when I was reading the books after I'd seen it, I saw this movie, and then a week later, that's when I read the books. And when I got to the scene, I was like, "Oh my gosh! There was so much they left out."
Yeah.
Just the malice between those two. It's just, so good.
Mm.
God. Just hate each other.
Yeah, Alan Rickman was great. Yeah.
Alan Rickman's always so in control of himself, though. You never really see him lose it.
Whoa, Harry.
Harry, that was a bit much.
In the middle of all this, I was like, you attacked a teacher!
We just saw three people get Expelliarmus and none of them got shoved into bedposts.
Well, Harry didn't do it until now. Ron's like, what?
Ron Weasley came back in time. It was like his chest
pieces. And I love how Sirius is like, no, you idiot!
He's actually also Dumbledore.
From the future.
Scabbers!
Hermione's like, I shall hold you back.
Yeah.
I love this.
You let him go and then try and do this to him? Seriously?
Why don't you hold him up by his tail?
Can't you do Akia Rat?
But you know, I wonder how they were going to
do
that scene, and that was pretty slick, like a little cat going through going through the hole. That was pretty, I thought it was pretty cool.
Oh my god.
Just
I'm actually 35.
Oh, I would kill him.
I'm not 53.
Well, but he would look like that.
He would. But he's been living as a rat for he never changed that outfit in so long.
Oh my god, the missing finger. I never saw that before. Yeah. Ah! Yeah.
What?
His finger.
Ah! I never saw his missing finger before. It is. Ooh. Gross. It's on his left hand. Shouldn't it be on his right?
I would have died. Yes.
would have died.
Yes, that's serious. That's our serious.
Look, yeah, that does shift around. Oh, I guess it did shift around. Look at this bald spot. So gross.
Oh, get away. Oh, gross. This is a good movie.
It is. They took out enough. They distilled it down to a good movie plot. Yeah. That's my complaint about the fourth, and they try to keep too much in.
Harry, if you don't let us kill him, he will bring back Voldemort, and everybody else will die.
Seriously, okay. Harry, if we had killed him, if you had let us kill him, the rest of the books couldn't happen.
Right.
Good job.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Sirius is quite sane.
Yeah.
Look at Ron's face.
Yeah.
He's like, none of this is amusing right now. I don't care how funny you are.
Oh, but this is such a good... Oh, man. Heartbreaking scene, though, for me. Oh.
See, okay, I was under the impression that werewolves, whenever the moon rises, they turn into it. Not the fact when they see the moon.
Mm, yeah.
I think it's just a gradual effect.
Like, what if he stayed inside and never saw it?
He would see it. He would become a werewolf.
Yeah.
What if you're in your basement and there's no windows?
What if he's on an international flight and they fly over the time zone?
Oh, my God.
What if he's in space and he went on the moon?
What would happen?
Oh.
That would probably
Canon Conundrums, episode 176.
What would happen if Lumen went to the moon?
Oh, this moment.
Maybe it'd be a full Earth that would set him off. Turn into a cat. That would be crazy.
Hogwarts. Hi, Hogwarts.
Now I'm going to be very nice and soothing.
This scene is just so... When you understand, if you've gone through the series and you look back and you watch this, it's just...
Yeah.
Your heart breaks so much more for Sirius right here.
Yeah.
It's just that one moment. Oh, so lovely.
Yeah.
Though I have to say that after spending 12 years in Azkaban, I think he's probably better off, you know,
in
heaven.
But, what do you mean?
Oh my God, 12 years with those things prowling your cage and turning you inside and making your life a living hell.
Uh-huh.
I think Sirius is
you're better off what?
Now. Gone. With his friends. All his whole life is gone.
Yeah.
I think Sirius is probably happier being with James and Lily than...
I took comfort in that when I read that part in Deathly Hallows when he was there. I thought that he was happy.
Right. Like that's why, because you get to see that he's, at least in that world, he's with James and Lily. He's restored to his pre-Azkaban visage, you know?
Yeah.
Hermione's like, I will take as long as I can to point to the
moon. And then we have this dramatic. Here comes the light.
Here it comes.
It's a bright frigging moon.
Oh, it's appropriate, though, for this.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Frankie, let's hear it. I want to hear this year.
I love the design of this werewolf. It's so great. He's actually half a man and half a wolf.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so beautiful. It's linear. Like, he's really lean. It's just...
Too late.
Now, I'm not going to take my clothes with me this time.
I know!
Yeah.
I'm tired of this outfit. I woke up me naked.
I know.
So confused.
Like,
John.
Born free! Free as a turtle!
Oh, boy.
That looks so
beautiful. Did he not take his potion?
He did not.
Oh, that's beautiful right there. That.
Right, yeah.
Coming out of his shoes.
The feet.
Yeah.
Just
Did
the anatomy.
They just dispense with the idea of the potion in this movie? Do you think that maybe he just becomes a werewolf, period? They never really talk about it in the film,
they
do
they?
No,
they don't.
Not too really. Much. Yeah.
Because the potion, he's still a werewolf, he's just docile.
Yeah. Right. He's
right?
It's like a drug.
Hermione's all, I will reason with the werewolf.
It's like a sedative.
Do you remember how everyone thought that she's a werewolf, too? Do you remember that theory?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Maybe she made a werewolf noise. Maybe
she makes
she's
a sound.
A werewolf.
Yeah. It only responds to the call of its own kind.
Of
course, they had to have the horror movie shot of the wolf howling with the moon.
But see, this scene right there?
Wait, and like,
wait,
so
coming up.
And
here. When he's there, I'm like, it just gave it away for me. I'm like, I knew instantly.
Yeah.
I knew instantly the outcome of that thing. It was always in the back of my head.
What do you mean?
Well, just the fact that his instinct is to turn around and protect them.
Yeah.
No matter what else Snape does, that's his instinct.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
So when I was reading Half-Blood Prince, and I was so undecided, I'm like, God, it's... But then I kept flashing back to that scene, and they wouldn't have put that in, because Joe proved this. They wouldn't have that if it wasn't...
Well, there's just... There's so...
I know.
There's so many times where I was completely 100% convinced he was good.
Yeah.
But there was never once where I was 100% convinced he was bad. Yeah. Even if it
See,
wasn't
me
all
neither.
The time.
Just, honestly, you know? Maybe it's just from a storytelling perspective, it would make his character so two-dimensional if he was bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Ridiculous. Like, the yeah. fact that he was good, like, it's such an interesting character to write.
Good, but, you like, know, so. Still a jerk. You know, he doesn't have to be a perfect person to have still been ultimately good. And she makes a point is that if it wasn't for Harry, if it was anybody else besides the son of the person he loved, then he wouldn't have cared. He wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what I want to know is this really the first time Snape has ever encountered a werewolf? Is
no.
the most he yeah. could contribute to that just protecting the trio? Is there no spells he knows that could maybe bind it? Or, you know, slow it down or something to help.
Well, there's only the
He gave
the
a whole
potion,
lesson
right?
about it.
Well, in the book, he's still out of it.
That's right.
All right, yeah. This is a close.
So he's still knocked out during the book, so.
This was yeah. a yeah.
Probably why, because if he was up, he would have known some kind of spell to.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
to help.
Probably why. But then there's like not a, I don't know.
Oh, snap.
The frost was very, a very, very smart visual technique, though.
Yeah.
Really intelligent.
It was.
Yeah, it was. Because it's very omniscient, but not heavy-handed. It's just,
yeah.
like you said, very good.
It's very cold.
Just think, poor Sirius, having spent all those years surrounded by those... things was mm-hmm. away and thinking he was free, and then there they are. Oh,
that's a great shot.
Many oh. of them.
No,
it's a great shot.
No,
leave him alone.
This part of the
See,
game
I,
is
the
hard too,
time,
man.
I was such. I was under the impression that the Dementor's kiss is how you make another Dementor.
Oh.
I'd like to know what happens to someone after they get kissed. Are they just like a zombie? Are they comatose?
They're just a,
I think
they're
they
just
are.
A shell.
Like
yeah.
a
There's nothing in them
for them to go. Like some kind of. Like
there is a ward, I think.
I think so.
Relief.
I believe.
It's like a nursing home for the soulless.
I mean, I guess it's the same thing as being in a coma.
Yeah.
Well, how does it affect their like, because she acknowledges there's an afterlife in this reality. So if your soul is eaten,
yeah.
what happens to you?
I mean, really, I mean, what's the importance of you at that point? You're a body. You're...
I don't know.
As, you know... You know, you might as well be a robot.
Well, I think maybe it's the act of detaching your soul from your body would send your soul on to whatever that they just get
sure.
from the feeding.
Well, that makes okay. I'll, that helps me understand a little better. That's a good point. The fact that you sever your soul from your body is what kills you, but the fact that they're severing your soul is what they feast upon. That's interesting.
Right. The emotions.
I don't like that he has fuzzy big antlers like a reindeer.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
I'd rather him have really long, noble. Like pointed antlers.
I also wish he would have charged instead of sent his halo of light out.
I will pulse at you because it's easier to animate.
This is like the Advil of Soul right here.
Yeah.
Hovering above Sirius.
Well, no, I mean, really, not, obviously, okay, they can animate the effing Dementors, they can animate a deer running around, but.
Right.
They can't just probably have the deer start flying and attacking the Dementors.
Each individual
in the air.
One, yeah.
There's too many.
He took a pill, it's his soul.
I have a question for you. Were there Dementors around when Voldemort was making his Horcruxes?
Oh, no.
Huh?
Because of the soul splitting.
They would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could the Dementors suck the soul out of a Horcrux?
That was a question asked.
My feeling is not. Because you need one of those things like Fiendfire or something to get at it, I think. I think it's stronger than a Dementor. I think a Dementor needs a living person to interact with the soul and create
Would
emotions. Would
Fiendfire destroy a Dementor?
Maybe.
I think so.
There'd have
How
to be
do
something.
You destroy a Dementor?
That's a good question for Joe.
Who would win, a Basilisk or a Dementor?
Oh my god, John.
You're not having magical creature death matches here. We're just not slipping.
We should introduce that on podcast.
Oh my god.
Magical creature death match. Phoenix versus Dementor. Who would win?
Phoenix.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Oh my god, that'd be so fun.
Okay, let's do it. Melissa's like, no, be like, no.
It's been could done. It be a Dementor?
Do we know how Pettigrew attached himself to the Weasleys? We know why. But do we know how? Did he just show up with a sign?
Joe said something
rat?
About that he would have just found free a good rat. Wizarding family to take him yeah. in, and it was just, you know, it's how a fantastical story happens. Fantastical things have to happen.
Maybe. Well, no, but I think you can actually write a legitimate reason for it, and I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Maybe he was just like really endearing at first, like Stuart Little, and he just did all these little houses.
He rode in a boat, and drove a little airplane.
Yeah, and then maybe by the time we meet him, he's just old, and so he's taking care of him because he was nice at one point. All right, kind of cool scene happening here.
You must not be seen. I love that line in the book. You must not be seen. That's all you need to hear.
Yeah.
More than one.
It took me forever to understand that.
They're talking about Buckbeak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Buckbeak Innocent. It's pushing it.
Buckbeak is innocent. What are you talking about?
Buckbeak hurt Malfoy.
Now, think about this from Dumbledore's perspective. He closes the door, turns around, and they're there.
Yeah.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I love the line. It's cute. I love how she does it. This is amazing.
Uh-huh. So cool.
Snape's in there. Like, wow, you can see all... I want to go through that frame by frame, actually.
Oh, to see you all's in there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Snape went in there?
Snape was in there. Very briefly. Because they showed them, like, bringing them up to the ward.
Mm-hmm. What if, like, there was, like, funny business happening with, like, two students at one point?
They were telling each other jokes?
Yes.
This is a great shot. Great shot.
This. It's a great shot.
How did they get the camera to go in between the gears? Wouldn't it hurt the camera?
That's a lot of special.
There was a thing about it. They gave an interview. I forget the cinematographer who shot this, but there was an interview. I'm not in the Cinefex, but one of those magazines that had it. And it was really, really cool. I'll have to find that for you, John.
Harry's like, oh. No, it's not. It's your stunt double.
Your stunt double's not bad looking.
John.
Oh, he's like, how dare you?
First time. What's her jacket? What does it say on the side? That's a designer. Do you see that?
Oh, no, I missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Isn't it just a rip?
It's an embroidery thing happening. Remember, that was the picture they sent out right there.
Yeah. Mm.
Jumped off my blood?
Yeah.
Something in my blood.
That jumped up my blood. I'm going to get that jumped up jumped blood. Up mark my blood. Words. See, everybody thought that was meant. Oh, she's doomed.
Yeah, but
no. Right.
I was scared for her parents, to say to mark my words to somebody.
Mark my words, y'all know me.
It would be a good opportunity for that.
I think I've heard you say it before, actually.
You've heard somebody say that?
I think I've heard you say it before.
Really?
Not in an ominous manner.
It'd be like giving a prediction to something. Like,
right.
Mark my words, it's going to rain later.
Well, no, it's more of a threat.
Oh.
Like, mark my words, I will get back at you, or I will come again! A declaration or a threat.
Yeah. Ooh, it's rainy. It's raining. Just like a friendly
forecast of...
A light rain falling.
Yeah, they had a lot of problems shooting. I remember there were the things that they're talking about how bad the weather was for that.
Yeah. Well, it's called a crow. Scotland's always gross.
So hair dyed.
They have to watch where they step. I mean, just because it's green doesn't mean you can walk on it.
Oh, yeah.
Just sit here.
Yeah. Why does sometimes their accents sound strange? Like they don't belong to them.
Well, it could be acting errors.
continuity?
Can't be seen. I wish I could buy an accent. It'd be lovely.
Yeah, I really like her accent.
You really like what?
How old is Emma Watson?
Her accent. Mm-hmm. I love this moment when she realizes that it has to be her who throws the rock.
Yeah.
Old enough.
I was going to say that.
Stop that.
Trying to restrain myself.
Oh my God, Sue! Thank God we're the lone moral voices on this show.
Hey, I'm not that bad.
Hey, you're the one who said it.
I was asking how old she was, and then John made a comment, and I was, I'm sorry.
Awesome.
I'm glad you two are in your little world over there.
I apologize.
Doodles.
Doodles.
I really like when she figured out that oh man, I gotta throw the rock.
That was a good scene.
Yeah. What kind of rocks are those, though?
With
the little curly cues on them? Yeah, snail rocks.
Hey,
look. Oh, they could be petrified snail shells.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. They're like, they're fossils.
Hermione.
Hermione, is that you?
And I like how the fact that they made her say something that she was genuinely distracted about, because otherwise she would have been self-aware enough not to make that noise, because she noticed it in the future or the past, or the present or whatever.
Yeah.
A second ago, the other person.
See, exactly. It must have been so much fun to like plot this out. I like twisty logic like this.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. Twisty logic, because it's still logic, but it is convoluted.
I was like, "Damn birds! Don't you understand what's happening here?" Oh, Buckbeak.
It's still default protocol. But Buckbeak's like, I'm about to die.
Yeah.
You can save me without respecting me.
I'm not taking
emo.
You on a magical flying tour of the
Stupid
castle right
crow.
Now.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
I'm a crow.
Come back later.
I'm not afraid of wizards.
I'm a crow. Frankie. That's good.
Oh, Dumbledore just bought time. Mm-hmm.
Buckbeak's all like, it's not much of a tale, but I'm kind of attached to it.
Thanks for noticing.
Oh, Buckbeak.
You know what Buckbeak does after this? Mm. He finds a new house for Owl.
I'm glad you guys are in your own little Disney comedy over there, okay? You enjoy.
I knew he was doing something, just couldn't catch where his punchline was going.
Look, ew, I would not be able to hold the dead ferret out at some point. That's too gross.
Pretty gross.
That's Malfoy from book 4.
Hermione's like arms in the air like she's been
I would not be able to wear it around my neck. Wouldn't you find Hermione to be a vegetarian?
Shouldn't they duck?
Knowing what you know of vegetarians.
No.
No. She's British. There's probably fewer vegetarians.
I was about to say.
They love
not
meat.
Much.
Sorry, British vegetarians, but you know it's true. There's fewer of you than in America.
She understands that
meat
can be healthy for you.
Too. Yeah, she's enlightened. Coming out the door.
She never bowed to Buckbeak. Buckbeak's cool with her.
Yeah.
She's a girl. Buckbeak's
she gave him ferrets.
Ferrets, I guess.
Look how annoyed that commissioner is. He's like, I want to kill something.
I'm a Death Eater.
I'm
gonna
kill
a pumpkin. I don't like to do that voice for all my bad guys. I'm a British bad guy.
Well, that's like the Didum scene.
The
we're going to get rewarded. What's a Didum?
What's a Didum?
Seven. Yeah.
That bird on his head.
Staff is magical.
It's good.
Only Moody's staff is magical.
Oh.
Staff of power.
This is Halloween.
I'm going to be destructive. Oh, I have anger issues.
John.
Suddenly Buckbeak call. Oh, I like ferrets.
Very nice.
Beautiful animal. Gross, weird, huge, beautiful animal. Safe, serious, how? No idea. I like that. They did good continuity with all the how dirty they continued to get throughout the course of the film. Well, that was fast, Snape.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Should have taken longer than that.
Yeah.
Well, that's Snape going inside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what else was Snape? What else was Snape going mean? I'm like, no way, that's when he's arriving. When he's just getting there.
He actually has a brief picnic.
Picnic.
Oh, look, Snape's knitting.
Snape's knitting.
He takes a midnight. He takes a stroll and knits. And then
why are there so many birds in this movie? I mean, there's
I know. There are a lot.
It's an excessive amount. I wonder how many birds they actually use.
An excessive amount of birds.
Yeah. Somebody.
Those are bats.
It reminds me of, like, if you watch... Oh, never mind. Like, the Lord of the Rings.
Somebody bought the bat plug-in.
Or it's a Disney movie.
Bat plug-in.
Bluebird and just all kinds of birds.
Birds. Insert 500 bats. He was a Dementor's friend.
He was their friend.
But I wonder what Snape thought. What he thought conjured the Patronus.
Yeah. Snape just figured it was Hedwig.
He can make it snow.
He has that time warping spell. Perhaps he's master of the Patronus.
But at that point, Snape would have known that Harry was powerful, though, right? That he could have actually been capable of that.
Yeah, but he wouldn't.
This Patronus was the telling that Harry was powerful, though?
Yeah, was starting to notice that Harry was getting pretty good at defense against the dark arts.
Yeah.
We can live in the country. I love that line. It's so silly.
I know. I mean, it's just...
The country.
What does that mean? What? He'll like that. Because he'll have room to roam around as his wolf form. I mean, what is that about?
Yeah, exactly.
I could take him for walks and pick up his poop.
Frankie!
This is the fourth mention of poop tonight.
No, because, like, you know when you'd walk your dog and they have those little, like, poop
disposals? Yeah, I know. You would need, like, grocery-sized garbage bags.
Ew!
He's a normal-sized dog, John.
No, he's a giant dog, remember?
I thought we were talking about Buckbeak.
No, we were talking about Ness and Harry living in the country was serious.
Right, right.
Taking him out for a walk as he's a dog.
Would he poop dog poop or human poop as a dog?
Okay.
Oh my
gosh. Let's talk about the movie, shall we?
I can't even believe you just said that. I can't.
I mean, it is different.
And in all the terrible poop jokes you've made,
seriously,
I can't believe
you did that. Can we talk about the movie?
One. You went there. I can't.
Okay, so Hermione's a werewolf.
Hermione the werewolf.
I love the fact that Hermione was smart enough to think to call him, but then didn't have the common sense enough to realize, oh, wait, I just called him.
That's
kind of Hermione, I mean, in stressful situations. She does these brilliant things and then doesn't fully think through the ramifications, like bringing Umbridge to the woods.
Oh,
you know?
Speaking of that, do they have, when they filmed this stuff, is this in Leavesden, do they have, like, trees and stuff set up like this, or, I mean...
They have a area, I think it was a chamber once, and they make a forest.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool. Cool. Because I'm like, those roots are the same in
and
every movie.
The chamber is now the Ministry of Magic, right?
Well, it was. I don't know if they're keeping it, or if they're going to take
now
it down.
Now it probably is a cave, isn't it?
That's probably true.
No, it's not the cave.
Oh,
the cave is actually pretty small.
Oh.
I love Buckbeak to the rescue. Really, it's awesome. And stay away!
What would happen if you turned a werewolf into an in fury?
Buckbeak's like, oh yeah, what? What?
I think once they're dead, they can't transform anymore. Oh. Unless you died as a werewolf.
Unless you died as a werewolf. And
but then I think if you die as a werewolf, you turn back to a human. Oh.
Poor Professor Lupin's having a really tough night, really, you think?
Seriously.
Ba-da-ba.
It looked like fleas.
All these pictures of these moments came out. Everybody's freaking out over them. How beautiful they look.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That's what Sirius is for.
Oh, so heartbreaking in the book.
Yeah.
Day his dad will come.
That how she turns the despair of his dad not coming into immediately the triumph of it, realizing it was him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how beautiful it was.
Yeah.
Mm.
I like how they're waiting, right?
I know.
Where he would Oh. Get it?
Light bulb moment. Boom!
I got such
oh,
chills.
I get chills,
me too.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, Harry, you're so awesome.
It's a wonderful, it wonderfully written moment of hers when he realizes.
He's his own protector.
Harry's
he starts
his
to become
patrons.
A man, you know? He starts to become himself.
Do you think Harry's Animagus form would be a stag as well?
No, I think he would... I don't know. It wouldn't be a... I don't know.
I think he'd be like a lion.
No, he's not a lion. No.
Hermione's like, wow. She's just standing there going, wow.
He's like, I'm so turned on right now.
Seriously, Hermione got a little crush right now.
Yeah.
But see, that's such a great moment because the power, you don't need anything else. It's from within. And that's such a great moment, you said.
And then it's his father, but it's him. Yeah. And and the look on his face, he's really did well in this film.
Do wizards get, like, tired magically after doing a spell like that? Like, would he feel
I would
like
imagine.
They need to breathe?
Yeah, because it takes concentration to do a spell, right?
Would it take more energy to lift something with Wingardium Leviosa that's heavy than it would something small?
You can charm it so that it's not heavy.
Provocative.
I love that.
She doesn't like flying.
I like that they stay true to that.
I love that castle. Want to go there.
Here we go.
Bombarda.
Oh, that's right.
Blows up
shot.
The entire castle.
Is he
like
an
Ginny with the, in the prophecy room. No, it's just a cat. It's just at Hogwarts.
Oh.
It's like, forget Alohomora. That's for first years.
Get Bombarda and out of here. We want everybody to hear him breaking out of the prison.
And then we're going
to
yell obnoxiously as we fly over with the conspicuous large animals.
Exactly.
Whee! Whee! Stop. Bombarda!
Everybody look at me, I'm breaking out. Yes. Now let's stop elsewhere to talk instead of right up there to talk.
Yeah.
Movie logic is so strange.
Yeah.
Not
like make, it makes a weird sense.
Kind of
you really are the most cleverest witch of your age.
Oh,
I don't like that. That's what the essay says.
So awesome.
You meant to be at school without a family.
I can't have you weighing me down. I'm free now, Harry.
Yeah, I know. I don't want responsibility.
I was just in prison for 12 years. I don't want to be a babysitter.
It's terrible.
I'm kidding.
He's going to hit up the clubs.
Oh, but this is so good.
Chicks dig tattoos, Harry.
I mean, you think just a little while ago how deranged you thought of Sirius, and you thought of him just being... And Goldman is such a good actor. He can turn that around into this. I just think it's...
Well, I wasn't too surprised by it, but because of the book.
Well,
but
I know, but
in the book, even, you know, it's... Immediately, you're with him.
Yeah.
You realize the sacrifice that he really did make. Mm-hmm. No frames in his glasses.
Nope.
None.
No frames in his glasses? So just having
no glasses in his frames. You know what I mean.
I'm just being a jerk.
No lenses.
So pretty. Well, oh, there's something important we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
No
put
what?
Ourselves back to where we're supposed to be.
Right, exactly. With nobody seeing us. Making our third trip around the castle with nobody seeing us. And now we're going to go back in. It's cool with the classes. It's like offsetting and resetting time, you know? It's like the beginning of the time twisting and the end of the time twisting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
How do they get up there so darn fast?
I know,
magic.
Seriously.
This is my Dumbledore moment.
I love that.
Me too.
Did what? Good night.
Everybody says they love it, and I've always hated it to this day.
Oh, really? I just think that, for me, is Dumbledore. I thought it was...
No.
I thought with a little
Dumbledore
bit of a smile,
is sitting
it
you
perfect.
Down and explaining what the hell just happened
well,
at the end
yeah.
of the movie. Not making a joke and walking away and smoking something.
Well, true enough, but...
No, in the book, he's just a little kinder about it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't hang around. I mean, there's explaining to do.
Yeah.
Poor bird.
Why is
I wonder
it
how many
so
birds
aggressive?
Die. Yeah.
I think that those birds are on a kamikaze mission against the tree.
Yeah. Maybe that's where the birds go when they're tired of their life.
Oh,
tired of life. It's time to go to the Whomping Willow.
Mark of a good Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher. There's books everywhere.
Yeah. Not cat plates.
Characters in love books tend to be the good characters. Plates. Characters in books who love books.
Do you think that that was the movie maker's way of saying that cats are an evil creature that only are preferred by evil characters?
No, because Crookshanks is in this one and he's pretty awesome.
Mm. Did you get sacked?
So sad.
It's crazy how that curse Voldemort did works its way out.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful curse.
Yeah.
I think it's powerful in its simplicity. Because it's one of those things, it's simply a dark arts teacher will not last a year.
Yeah, that's funny to consider that, like, before Harry Potter, if you think of the word curse, it just means something just like this, like, this ongoing, lasting thing that affects something, but really this is the only curse, even though the word curse is used to like describe things like Imperius Curse and things, this is the only lasting curse we really know about, isn't it?
Well, then we have the charms that, that linger, like the Fidelius, and the Imperius Curse lasts. The Sticking Charm.
I hate all those skulls.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I hate them.
There's a lot of them, to be honest, in this room.
Too much.
Yeah. This one was a little bit of overkill.
I don't think Lupin would like that decor.
No, I think you're right. Mischief managed. And now, at the premiere of Azkaban, we asked Christopher Columbus why they never really explained who Mooney, Wormtail, Padfoot, and Prongs were. And actually, no, we didn't ask.
Wait, Columbus?
Columbus. Christopher. He was a producer on this film. Christopher Columbus.
Oh, okay. I was unaware.
And so while we were talking, he goes, oh, I just figured out how we could have done it. We could have had the map change the words to be the guy, you know, Sirius James Remus.
They could have
Peter.
Just added one dang line.
Yeah.
Or one line. They wanted to do it in a less literal way, I guess.
Yeah. Honestly, with me having seen this movie before reading the books, it wasn't confusing to me. Mm. It was just the map with its own entity. And then when I read the book and realized what it was, I was like, what?
It was just kind of neat, though. It was a neat little detail. It doesn't change anything.
I love how nobody knows what it is, even though it's shaped exactly like a broom.
Yeah. And there's Make-A-Wish there who gets to unwrap it, too.
Yeah.
Okay, this, I have got to say, it's probably my least favorite ending of all the movies, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of a difficult...
Make room for me. I have to get over here on his left.
Talk
I love how he plucked out
again.
One of Buckbeak's feathers.
Yeah.
That Buckbeak did not like that. Oh, he tied it on, look.
Whee!
At least have him fly off. Don't
hope
do
they
this.
Don't run out of film right here.
Yeah.
Don't run out of film. Oh, crap.
Is the coolest, though, ending of all the movies.
Yes.
It is.
The
so
credits are amazing.
Very awesome credits.
So amazing.
Look at that little fantasy land.
I gotta
there.
Say, going back to all the films, this was the one I most enjoyed on the reverse trip.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah.
It took me a few viewings of Phoenix to really enjoy it.
I loved Phoenix the first time I saw it. It's still my favorite.
Oh, J.K. Rowling. I used to say Rowling.
I know
yeah.
of her.
Yeah. I like these little footprints. I like how they have the little footprints for, like, what's-her-face, for Trelawney walking into, like, the wall or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect.
Up in, and John Williams is doing a dance. You see that?
Yeah.
John Williams
There's
doing,
two
like,
sets
this.
Of footprints for those guys. It's one foot in front of the other for Janelle. Gina.
Dance kind of all over the place here.
But you're right, they're changing it. For each person, that's amazing.
Oh,
Emma's only got one foot.
She's pacing.
She's hopping. Who's Julie?
She's the Madame Rose of America.
Big ones for Robbie Coltrane. Look, enormous feet. That's funny.
Yeah.
I never paid attention to that.
Emma's like,
neither
I don't want
to
play.
Jim Griffiths is just lumbering. There's nothing special about
Banners
that.
Banners are fun to draw.
You draw a lot of them, Frankie.
I do, because it's fun.
It's the same little corners on each one.
Like split. Well, that one's
Should have been rat footprints for...
Like that one?
Yeah, I like that one too.
That one's kind of ripped.
I love this
Whoa,
music.
That's a big one for Emma Thompson. Damn.
She's dainty.
Oh, there's three sets for this. That's cute.
Yeah.
There's two for this.
Don French.
I want to wait till it changes to go, and goes to the map, you know?
Yeah. Well, like
Who's that?
Other commentaries,
That's
Warner Brothers. We should talk through the whole credits.
Okay. I like the credits.
Alfonso.
I think you're right about the that it's a font thing. I think it's the font.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
I think when it's more that blocky font, it's the V, but when it's that pretty inside the thing font, it's not, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody out there knows and will email us shortly.
Yeah, I'm sure they will too.
You know. First assistant director. He's supposedly good. This guy's awesome. Nick Dudman.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
Yeah.
Who?
The makeup guy.
The creature and effects guy is enormously knowledgeable and speaks very clearly about it all.
I love how when the footprints fade, it's like ink absorbing into the paper backwards.
Yeah.
It's just such a brilliant concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, another Stephanie spelled E-N-I-E. Interesting.
Animals.
Well, all the birds.
Hope you guys have enjoyed this commentary.
Yeah.
We hope so.
We have fun doing these.
Mm-hmm. I did. This is my first one, so
thanks
for listening to me ramble on for 2 hours.
So, how are we going to... Frankie, you need to do more than one of these. How are we gonna work this?
Well, I guess number 6 comes out eventually.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. What do you think?
Do we want solo frack tracks?
Solo frack
tracks? Do it! Anytime you feel like it, frack.
Frack track.
Frack track. I
Man,
like
talk to my... That roommate will walk by like, what is he doing? He's gone away.
Well, that's funny. The girl who plays Pansy's last name was Font.
Like, when you watch Heroes...
I don't think
NBC,
we can publish that.
You can do like a... But maybe like if they watch it on their computer, then they could hit play on like some other video next to it.
Jonathan, that exactly.
But what are they gonna watch
right now?
What?
Aren't they supposed to, the whole point of the commentary is you watch the movie.
Yeah, but you can watch us and watch
like picture in a picture.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kind of weird. Maybe.
Have fun editing it.
What
yeah,
are we
I'm
going
not gonna.
To do?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Actually, I was gonna make Sue edit it.
Good luck. You'll be waiting on it for years.
Did you see that the girl who plays Pansy, her last name was Gaunt?
Creepy.
Shuttleworth, uh-huh. That's a good name.
That's a fun name. I'm Missy Shuttleworth!
Frankie, do you see any repetition in the pattern of the parchment?
What do you mean by that?
Hold on, I'd have to...
The word maraud keeps appearing in the structure of the school.
In the walls, because marauder's map?
Yeah, it's cool. Stink bomb store.
Yeah, it's probably Filch's.
When they run out, that's funny.
No, it's probably Filch's where he like collects them, and because they always mention it that he's confiscating them.
Holly Thornton.
Oh wait, I think I saw that.
There's that
before.
Big dot. Yeah,
that big dot. There.
Yeah.
Oh, is it repeated?
Oh, there it is again. Yeah, there's the big dot. Okay, that's funny. Whenever I'm like in a new place, like a restroom or a store that's tile, and it's like a rustic tile, I always find like the three pattern. Like it's okay. There's three tiles here. Where there they are.
Yeah.
You guys are weird.
I got those fold marks in the parchment though.
You're weird, Melissa. Noticing the spelling of Stephanie, and you're scoffing at us, and we're looking at patterns. And you know what?
Scoffing.
High horse, Melissa. Why don't you get off your hot?
But it's just amazing with all these little dots. You guys could find the pattern. It's incredible.
I think it's just from the other end of it because like the fact that you noticed Stephanie spelled differently or uncommonly, it's like okay.
I guess that makes sense. Hey, it overlapped.
Let me have some more to add in here.
Find the pattern now, huh?
It's this game. I mean, it's not like they had, like, this 30-foot-long piece of parchment they could have photographed.
They could have.
Yeah, what
they could have.
I guess they could have made the parchment.
Kidding, they made everything else.
Yeah. We're out of budget for the $20,000 piece of parchment. Anyway.
Well, nearing the end of this.
Yeah.
What's that? Here. You see that on the left?
Oh, yeah.
Look at the cat prints!
Oh, they're animals. This is the animal part. Look at the owlery. Look at the owl prints.
Owl. Oh, owl prints. It's Hedwig changing time.
Hedwig.
Hedwig has time warping abilities now. That is canon.
Owl. She flaps her. Oh, it's like a unit.
Oh, it's Fanon, at least.
It's what?
I said Hedwig with her time changing abilities, and then I said, if it's not canon, it's going to be Fanon.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you know, we have Owlcast.
I heard.
With Pottercast now.
Owlcast has got a limited contract with Pottercast.
Yep. Owlcast, yes.
That's awesome.
I want a
McFlurry. Owlcast.
Just remember McFlurries and Fugazi, Pottercast listeners, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Owlcast is a podcast created by Hedwig's friend.
The Owl.
The Owl.
Your name is actually The Owl.
An affiliation
music
for...
recorded and mixed at Abbey Road. Sorry.
Yeah, they do that all the time. Yeah, it's
so cool.
Wonderful.
I know, but it's just so cool to see it there.
But the Owl will be having 2 minute or minute long podcasts featured on Powdercast.
One minute.
Serious?
Yeah.
Just no, seriously.
Yeah, you only need a minute of that. Yeah.
It might be too much.
Oh my gosh!
I didn't know this.
Oh my god! I love McFlurries. That's pretty much the entire content.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's awesome. So, guys and gals.
Ethan, Golden Bobble.
In closing.
Should we keep twiddling those dials?
I think we should be twiddling dials right now.
No, certainly not. But we do hope you guys like this, and we do hope to come up with another way to maybe do more of these before Apple Prints, but we most likely won't.
I got ideas.
You got ideas?
I do.
We could do it in a different language.
We could have guests.
We could have guests.
I want Harry and the Potters in here.
That'd be fun.
That'd be
hilarious.
Fun.
We should sit down Neely and make him watch another Harry Potter
movie. I don't think it's possible, though it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Trust me, other people have said to him, hey, you should do another one. He's like, no.
He's like, I'm so over this, I make cartoons now.
Yeah, he's always made cartoons. He's really funny.
Yeah. Anywho...
All right.
We'll catch you guys later. Feel free
goodbye,
to
people.
Stop at any time, but keep watching. Appreciate these other people.
Thank you.
This would be about where my name would pop in if I were to ever be in the movies and the crew.
Yeah.
There's just 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. We should stick it out, you guys. Stick it out to the end. Two minutes
popcorn.
And 30 seconds.
The exciting part coming.
Yes.
Brendan Boddy.
An animator? No, probably a digital artist. Well, that's not a... Well, that's pretty small group of people. Though.
Pick out your favorite names. I like Chris
favorite
King.
Names.
Pick out your favorite name. Okay, that's fun.
Royston Wilcox. That's the best name I've ever seen in my life.
It is Royston Wilcox. That is good.
Richard Little.
David Sewell. Very nice. Gavin McCarron.
Mark Michaels.
Alice Mitchell.
Matt with one T.
What? Where's Jennifer
John
Wood?
John Danishevsky.
Visual effects producer.
I know, so I went to college with a girl named Jennifer Wood. That's funny.
Uh-huh.
It's not the same person, because we were in school together at this time.
What does BSC mean? Nigel Stone BSC. What is a BSC title on your name?
BSC?
Yeah.
Big Special Child. He's a kid working in the movie.
Mm. Sure. Malcolm
Was it under, where did you see that, Melissa? Was it by the cinematographer?
Nigel Stone, I think. I don't know. It's not about. It's not their. It's not their title. I don't think. I think it's like
name?
When you're a lawyer, it's ESQ.
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Book of Monsters Repair Workshop.
I doubt that's. They had to get permission to put some of this stuff in here. I think.
Yeah.
Maybe in the credits they didn't have to get permission.
Do you think that monster books can feel pain?
No.
You
don't think? That's convenient.
I think it's Yeah.
Well, it's a monster.
What if they get caught on fire? Or
it's
something?
Alive. It's a monster book of monsters.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
a magical
that.
Creature then, or it's just a book about magical creatures?
It's a magical creature that happens to be a book.
Book about magical creatures.
Are they born with all their knowledge, or is the knowledge printed inside of them?
I think as they grow older, they develop spots. Instead of spots, they develop
so
words and chapters.
We're about done.
So then the book has to be a certain age before it can be sold because it needs to be a full
text. Version, abridged.
The story, all names, and characters, incidents portrayed in this product are fictitious, no identification with actual persons, place, buildings, and products should be something. I missed it. P of A production.
Mischief managed.
P of A. Isn't that clever?
Prisoner of Azkaban Productions.
Sweet.
P of A Productions. That's pretty cool.
And Harry's still playing with his wand.
Knox. Mischief managed.
And scene.
Oh, yeah.
We should all whisper mischief managed.
Mischief managed.
Okay.
That was creepy and fun. Yeah.
See you guys later.
Bye.